Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class unique. Better leave all your jaws and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/theremix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix this evening. And then also, wow, I just came online. I see tons of you getting yourself all situated on the phone lines. And definitely the chat room is open, but I walked into a field of hearts just all over the chat room. I just want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. So good to have you guys joining us here live in the forum tonight. It is Sunday night, November the 3rd, 2013. Depending on what part of the world you're in, I want to say peace and greetings to you and welcome to The Remix. And tonight, you want to be on the phone lines tonight because live in The Remix, we have the honor of Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. He's going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight, and we are going to be taking your calls. It's going to be a night field of readings tonight. And so you definitely want to get on the phone lines tonight. So let me give you out that information. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. Once we get ready to start this share and start to take your calls, because we're going to jump right into that. I see many of you are on the phone lines and you've already pressed 1. I also want to give you some directions if you want to get yourself over and come in the chat room. Now, if you have not experienced the chat room in The Remix, you definitely want to do that. It is a big part of where a lot of action is going on in the show as well, too. So definitely, what I would encourage you to do is to come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix so that you can... so that you can get yourself right on over and you can come on over and you can join us here. So www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, is going to get you in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to you, and welcome to you joining us here. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. Tell us who you are and come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room, and they are sure to make you feel welcome and right at home. So peace and greetings to everyone out there, and so good for you to join us here. And one of the things that I want to say, you know, we have lots of new listeners, and we've been getting your emails. I've been getting your messages. And everything. And so I want to say welcome to all of our new listeners who are listening from all over the world as well, too. It's always an honor when we have new listeners who are joining us here live on the platform and to have you guys call in as well, too. So it's just lots of amazing things happening. I also want to just say, where is it? I must find it. That's right. I am ringing the bell for everyone who's become self-invested, and definitely for everyone out there who is self-invested. We had an amazing share this weekend. We were talking about financial frequencies and money matters this weekend with Brother Collins, who joined us in self-invested, the self-invested workshop, which was amazing. Lots of things were shared there. It was a very, very powerful share for all of those brothers and sisters and everyone who joined us in self-invested, as well as the new members who joined us as well, too. So just wanted to give a shout-out for everyone who's self-invested. And to do that, if you want to find out more about being self-invested, you know what to do. Go right there to the show notes, right here on the show. And email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com to find out how you can become self-invested or self-invest your whole family, because it's an amazing thing, and we're doing so many great things there in self-invested. Peace and greetings to everybody out there. Also, want to let you know, it's Sunday night. I know many of you got your decks last week, and I know many of you are ordering your Kim deck, and that's what I'm talking about. Didn't know your magic Oracle deck. I definitely want you to know that the orders will be going in, so you can go to www.msblueblast.com/cards. To pick yours up, and you can read what brothers and sisters all over the world are saying about the Kim deck, as well as the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and you can download that as well. That's available for you. Also, www.msblueblast.com is how you're going to find. All of this is in the show notes, you guys, so it is absolutely nothing there that you guys need to just be challenged with, or if you can't remember. There's a lot of great ways to keep you connected to the Remix, and if you're new to the Remix family, again, welcome to you. If you have a smartphone or anything that supports a smartphone device, all you have to do is go to the Android market and type in The Remix with Miss Blue, and you will see the Remix logo that is recognized around the universe and the cosmos and beyond, and you can download that to your phone, and that's going to keep you in contact with everything that's going on with the Remix. It's going to connect you to the Know Your Magic line, where you can pick up your blue crystal. You can share energy with me, which many of you do every single day. It sends an email straight directly to me, and it also allows you to go back and look at all of the Remix shows in the archive. You can download that. And you could go in there and you could check that out. So many different things that you can do to keep yourself connected. And the iPhone app is coming. I promise you, the iPhone app is coming. So we have a lot of announcements to talk about as we get ready to get into the share tonight. We're going to dance a little bit, kind of move around. Of course, you guys know we all had to kind of do a little bit of leaning back and falling back. For those of us who are in the Western Hemisphere, and the reason for that is because the time went back. And this is really more of an American phenomenon. They don't really do this in other countries. So for all of our international listeners out there listening all over the world, I know you guys are like, oh, you Americans over there in the West, y'all are changing your clock and doing all of these things to try to manipulate time. Yes, that is going on. So right now, I know a lot of us who are very much energetic that we're trying to connect our energy of where it is, but we know what time it is, as the saying goes. So no worries there. Peace and greetings to you guys. So glad to have you here in the Remix tonight. And just at brown sugar time of the year. Of course, you know, Brother Bilal is joining us from Bilal the Experience. He's also the brother that works with Self-Invested as well, and also we did the Kim Business class together, and he's a regular guest on the Remix. He's going to be here tonight. That is the brother that does the soul alignment meetings that you guys are talking about all over the world, and you can reach out to Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. So now, one of the things that I will say to you guys is that tonight is definitely one of those nights you want to call in. We're charged up. When Brother Bilal comes on, he's going to talk about where the energy is, where that energy is located out there for you guys, and we're going to be getting right into the show. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line. You know what to do. And if you're calling from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. So we definitely got to give some international shouts out because I see all of my international brothers and sisters all over in the building. We got Esperanza in the house tonight, and she's definitely a Kimite, from Amsterdam in the building. So we'll kick it off right there with her. So as we get ready to just do our shouts out, because I know sometimes it's a challenge for getting up at different parts of the world, but we're going to go down the list, and we're going to see who's in the house in the building with us. So, of course, we got Amsterdam in the house listening live. We have Kenya listening live. Again, a big listening audience in Kenya. Big ups to Kenya listening live. We have South Africa, another large audience listening out there from South Africa. Nigeria, again, Turkey is listening. The Netherlands is listening live. France is listening live. We have Germany listening live. We have Italy listening live. Belgium is listening live. And Australia is listening live. Now, Greece is listening live. We have Naples listening live. Denmark is listening live. And we also have, I don't know where you're at. We're going to come back to you. Finland listening live. But let me say this. I'm a little jealous at some of you brothers and sisters in an international country right now, because you guys got some snow going on right now. And I, you know, it just would be so beautiful just to be able to take a look and look outside the window and see that beautiful snow out there. So I definitely want you guys to capture some pictures and send it to me of just seeing that snow trickle down. Okay, so we're going to keep going. We also have Japan in the house listening live. Big ups to Japan out there. We have the Cayman Islands is listening live. Ethiopia is listening live. Cameroon is in the house again. Big ups to Cameroon. And, yes, I did get your email. And also we have Naples listening live, Chile listening live, Bangladesh again listening live, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, and Mozambique. I always can remember, you know how I back up names, but I remember Mozambique because of the story I did with the amazing brother in the title of the show. If you go way, 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 way back in the archives, it's called The Prince and the Promise, and it's about an amazing brother who came from Mozambique and a promise that was made to him by Will Smith. That Will Smith actually made good on the promise. It's when Will Smith was actually filming the movie Muhammad Ali. He was filming a portion of that in Mozambique. So very, very powerful share. If you need just another charge of inspiration during the week and you want to go back through the archives, that's an excellent show to go back and listen to. You'll find out all about Mozambique. You'll find out about this amazing brother and his lovely wife, and also get a chance to get some insight about Will Smith and Jada Pickett, which I did several years ago. Very, very powerful share there. Guyana is listening live in the house tonight. Did a reading with a brother earlier this week, a very powerful brother that has very, very strong roots and ties there. That's where he's from. Thailand is listening live in the house tonight. Spain is listening live. The Philippines is in the house. We have the Bahamas listening live in the house tonight. Trinidad and Tobago, very large listening audience. India is in the house tonight. And we also have Jamaica, of course, listening live. Barbados is listening live tonight. And we also have South Africa, Kenya. If I didn't already say it, I think I did already. And it's a couple of other countries. Yes, yes, yes. I can't say their name. I don't even know. SS, the Soviet Union, is listening live tonight. Wow. Big ups to you. The UK and Canada is listening live, as well as everybody across the United States. It's always good to have you guys in the house, in the remix, right here live in the forum with us tonight. It's always an honor to have you guys here. Peace and love to you guys and greetings. So we're going to be listening to some Baby Blue. But before we get ready to get to Baby Blue, if you guys did not, whoa, look at you guys on the phone lines. You showing out tonight. So if you guys did not get a chance to hear the share on Friday night, I want to remind you to go back and download. Download tonight's show as well as the show from Friday night and any other show that you want to go back and download. Those shows are available for you there, and definitely I want to encourage you to go back and listen to them. The show on Friday night, I made a very special announcement, and I'll make it again here. And that announcement is that there is a new deck coming out. And this particular deck that is coming out, it's going to be a little different. Because a lot of this deck, I'll tell you this in short, it's the dark side of the Kim deck. Yeah, the dark side of the Kim deck, the shadow side. The deck is actually called Magic in the Dark. And I want you to take a look at the images there because, you know, the images that are on that deck, of course, the sister, Pure Feminine Energy, she did the original artwork for the Know Your Magic deck. And also, this is the original artwork, but it's been done. This energy has been infused with what I'm calling me, Miss Blue, going to the other side of, and you guys will get to hear more of that as we continue on this journey and Magic in the Dark continues to unfold. It is the shadow side. That's it. And then also we have the deck that's also coming out by Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and I'm sure he'll talk a little bit about that, but this deck is going to be infused with very much ancient knowledge from astronomy, astrology, numerology, but really, really done and a very mystic but yet very practical and magical way. And so that is amazing. And so Brother Bilal has his deck that's going to be coming out too. So many great things coming along. And that's what it's about. Every time that we get together and we get in this sacred space and we begin to raise this energy and we begin to, as our Brother Bobby Hemet says, open up this portal of this consciousness to just pour in this cosmic oil into this very sacred space. All of you take away so many different inspirations, and I see you guys, and you email me, and you tell me about it, and how much different things on the shows, or whether it was a reading you had, or something that just continued to help you move forward, and that is so amazing. This is definitely that platform for that. Yes. I want to remind you guys, as we get ready to get into the share today, today is the day of Asar and Aset. And this is the day known in ancient Kemet, this energy, this frequency. And remember I talked about it a little bit on Friday's show. It's right now all this energy is over the pyramid. I had spoke to Brother Bilal, and he was telling me about that because I sort of had that vision. And today is the day of Asar and Aset. This is the day, the rise of Osiris, the rise of Asar, the rise of Aset, of them rising today. So lifting up that energy, rising that energy, and bringing it here full circle. This is the celebration of that today. So what an amazing day. Just such beautiful energy in the atmosphere and just amazing time that we're in. I want to remind you guys that the fund for Brother Bobby Hemet is still available to the best of my knowledge. And that is a way that you can still channel that energy and send your love to Brother Bobby and also to his queen, Linda, is to go to the YouFundMe account for Brother Bobby Hemet, and you can share your gifts and donations that way. If you stroll on the Remix Radio page and you just kind of put that in the search engine, you're going to see that there. You will. And that is definitely for all of the beautiful, amazing knowledge, wisdom, and everything that Brother Bobby and his queen Linda has always sent and continues to send this way. So I wanted to put that out there. So we're going to get ready to get into the share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line. We are going to be doing readings tonight. Oh, yes, tonight. getting it in. Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience is going to be joining me here. And, of course, amongst others, anything, absolutely anything, we're going to be having lots of fun tonight, as always. So here's a little baby blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, everybody. So here's what I want you to do. Some of you might have been watching football today. Some of you might have been hanging out outside. Some of you might have been flip-flopping around the house, laying on the couch and just kind of, kind of hum-bumming around. Some of you might have been at work. You may be at work right now. You may be on your way to work or coming back. You may be just waking up or about to go to sleep. You could be somewhere in between, in the middle. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to get up where you are. That's it. And we're going to move our bodies around. I thought this was such a fitting song for tonight, especially because of just the energy that's in the air tonight. So I wanted to play this song. I wanted to play this song because you know what happens? Sometimes in life, things go wrong, things happen, you know, shit goes crazy, and we want to blame somebody. Well, I want you to get all of that out right now. I want you to just filter all of that energy of anything that you thought you wanted to blame on somebody. I want you to push all of that energy all the way up to the front. I want you to push it as all the way to the front as possible. I want you to push that energy there as we get ready to move to this, okay? Because I'm going to give you somebody to blame it on, all right? And this is a divine message, and I know you're going to get this message because this is who you can blame it on. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's it. As Mike says, it's nobody's fault. Blame it on the boogie. You want to blame it on the sunshine. You want to blame it on the moonlight. Just blame it on the boogie. I hope you guys enjoyed that throwback there. But, of course, when it comes to our brother Michael, I say to you, Mike, it is never a throwback. It's always some divine energy to definitely get us charged up. Peace and greetings to all of you guys out there. Ashe, namaste, rahubat. I could go on, but I won't. Let's get ready to welcome Brother Bilal to the forum. Let me find him on the phone lines. I know he is there, but it is so many of you guys there, so let me find him. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal. Peace and greetings. Welcome to
Good evening, Miss Blue.
Good evening,
how are you
Brother
doing?
Bilal.
How's everybody?
You can hear me? Wow. Yes. Yes,
all right,
yes,
what's
yes.
going on, Remix family?
Everything is great. They are sending so much love and hearts in the chat room. I tell you, I walked in here and I was tripping over hearts, falling hearts was coming out the sky. They were everywhere.
I could have sworn I just heard you singing the Michael Jackson song.
I was in the background.
Yeah, I think your mic was like the Jackson 6.
Yeah, you did good.
Hey. You did good. How's everybody? What's going on?
Everybody is great. They are all excited. We have so many people waiting on the phone lines already for us to be doing readings tonight. But first, of course, you know, we definitely want to have you sort of kind of check in with us with the energy and just kind of what's going on in the cosmos out there.
Whoa, can't you feel it in the atmosphere? It's like a full moon going on. Shit, you know, and look, but the last time I was on, they had the solar eclipse, the lunar eclipse. Now this morning, everybody woke up to a hybrid eclipse, which is a full eclipse of the sun. So this is so important because they're trying to figure out, like, goddamn, the eclipse is like going back to back. You know what I'm saying? Do you know how rare it is to get a hybrid eclipse? All right. And when we talk about a hybrid, we're talking about a combination of things coming together to produce the energy.
Yes.
Okay, so when you're talking about hybrid, you're talking about a combination of things coming together. Just like this hybrid here consists of Mars, Uranus, and Pluto is producing this eclipse.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
This has been like a long time coming. Each eclipse represents another level of ascension. Each eclipse represents another level of knowledge coming in. I mean, you could damn sure look for another CME, another coronal mass ejection coming off the sun because of all this energy. We are actually in a new moon, but it feels like a full moon. That's why everybody's going so crazy. You know, if you notice, the energy has been just like a full moon energy.
Yes, it really has. You spoke that.
You know what?
So true.
Let me put this out there while we're talking. Do you know... being out of alignment is part of the alignment.
Yes. 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 Speak to that.
Let's say that.
Speak to that for us. Yeah.
Yeah, because how would you come into alignment if you don't fall out of alignment? How do you really learn if you don't make mistakes?
That's
you know,
right.
If being out of alignment is part of the alignment.
That's right. That's
you can't
right.
you can't run your car, you just can't run around the track forever. At some point you have to make a pit stop because if the car never gets service, you never get a chance to get other people to live the work they love to do. They have people that love being a mechanic.
So true, yeah.
You understand? But, you know, so understanding the inner mechanics and the inner working of yourself is no different from going to the car shop and they plugging your car up to the computer to give it a readout. At some point, you should want a measurement to see where you are.
That's right. And that's what readings are. That's what the work is about that you do and myself and many others. It really is about fine-tuning, like you said, and sometimes just checking in with yourself, just checking in, you know, of where you're at. Beautiful, beautiful. You know,
but you know
said
when
that.
It,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ms. Blue.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
No, I was gonna say the hybrid. Look at a hybrid as products. It's products and side effects. You know, it's just like on the commercial when they give you the medicine on the TV and they give you the medicine that works for, you know, clearing your sinuses up, you know, but it may cause sneezing, it may cause death, it may cause bowel movement. You see, it's clearing up something, but it's fucking everything else up. See, that's what the yeah. So look, study the side effects.
That's right.
Everybody's life right now is a damn side effect. We are all hybrids of our damn parents and forefathers.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
We're
yes.
hybrids. You know, we highly bred. You understand? We thoroughly bred.
Yeah.
Like a thoroughbred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I heard you say about a saw and a set, and, you know, and that's the one thing Asar told Haru. You know, what about the line? But Haru said, no, let's use the horse. It's a thoroughbred. We're thoroughly bred.
Thoroughly bred.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
But being out of alignment is part of the alignment.
Mm.
And look, even listen at this. Distraction is part of the focus.
Yes. mm-hmm. Distraction is part of the focus. And, you know, I can relate to that in so many different ways. I think about when I fractured my thumb and I pulled a ligament. In the beginning, when I wasn't sure, just thought maybe I had sprained it or something was going on. And I was thinking about that. I realized at one point that I was focusing on my thumb so much, which was 1% of my body, the other 99.9% of me was good to go, but I allowed that one part to take over everything. And so it was about shifting that focus off of my thumb and being able to still see that, okay, even though your thumb is hurting and it's taking you to a whole nother level of reality, you still got 99.9% of your body that is good to go. And
wait,
that makes
you know,
pain
most,
just that last.
Most time I see when those type of issues, those type of things happen, is looking just to get our mind off of whatever we're working on so it could land. Do you know how many people have things that's just hovering in the air, their thoughts, all the things they want are just hovering in the air, and they haven't developed a runway?
That's
so
right. It's in their electromagnetic
field.
Yes.
Right. That is the beauty of doing work like sacred geometry when you're using the compass and the ruler, because it zones you out. You understand? And you get so focused on that, you're able to let whatever needs to come down for you manifest.
Come on down.
Even doing crossword puzzles. Some people are cooking. Some people are cleaning your house. Some people are cleaning their car. You understand? You're doing hair. So it's different ways. You see, that's the hybrid. It's a hybrid eclipse. That's the eclipse where something take your mind so off of what you're damn worrying about that you go into a whole nother zone of reality that really exists.
Yes, beautiful. Yeah.
But the distraction
is
part of it. And see, and what's happening right now, I want you to think about it. The sun. You have four major things going on in Scorpio right now, in the house of Scorpio, where the pyramids sit, okay? So the eclipse happened with the sun and the moon. They were in conjunction this morning. Early this morning, the sun and the moon was in conjunction in Scorpio over the Great Pyramid. Mercury is over the pyramid. Mercury is really in retrograde. Really, Mercury backside. You know how the moonwalk. Mercury moonwalking his backside. You know what I'm saying? That's where retrograde is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like Michael Jackson. You know how Mike was doing his thing, kick his leg up, and then he going retrograde? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Mercury is there also, and Saturn is sitting in that same position. So it's four major things going on inside the house of Scorpio at one time. So this all that sexual energy, all the highly creative energy, all of that energy, that's why you feel that full moon effect. You know, just like I thought about the movie The New Moon with the werewolf and the vampires fighting each other. So it's that energy. But please remember, distraction is a part of the reality. It's the best part of it, if you want to be honest. It's the drama.
Just like
hate is a part of the love. Hate is a hybrid.
Yes.
Hate is a byproduct. It's a side effect of love.
That's right. Just like fear and courage, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the root. Isn't that the root of courage? Fear?
Yes.
So, shit, the father and mother of courage is fear. So, shit,
yes.
Even when you got courage, it's saying you're still damn scared. Shit,
that's
right. What I'm saying. How you gonna get out the damn fear if the fear gave you the damn courage? You get it? You're still damn scared. So, you know. I ain't hear that.
Beautiful.
I promise you, man, it's so many stories told, but we have some great mythology, man, so much of it is locked. I promise you, if you study the heavens, if you study the planets, study astronomy, you will find every story ever told, even Osiris and Aset. Osiris and Isis, Asar and Aset. They're really Aries and Libra. It's the same energy. It's the same energy.
Yes.
You know? But speaking of that,
right?
What kind of deck I want to say this is? You know what? Let's call it. It's going to be something like Numastrology. You understand? Because look. Check this deck out,
yes.
Blue, and you played a very intricate role in this, even seen it in the records, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, truly appreciate you bringing it to the table, and it is so powerful.
It's
a 47-card deck, but check this out. It's going to have all 8 moon cycles.
Yes.
It's going to have all the planets. Check this out.
Mm.
Single numbers, breakdown meaning, double numbers. Triple numbers. Now you talking about understanding and learning it?
Oh yeah.
Now you would be able to do alignment on yourself, on your family. You talking about learning some shit? Watch when this one drops.
Oh yeah.
Do you like the Kim deck and the dark side? You talking about nothing nice? Watch when it drops. It's time for everybody to know it. It can't just be for one group of people. It can't be for one person, because it's people born with the information already. And once they just start entertaining the information, they start to activate the DNA that they call junk DNA. It's not
That's
junk,
right.
though. It's not a junkyard of DNA. It's not junk.
Not at all.
It's
and
the
you
best
know,
of
we're.
You.
It is the best of you, and so much of that is changing because we have moved, and, you know, like you said, it is time now, and that's, I know, and this is why I love working with you so much as well, too, like myself. We know that the work that we do, everybody can do, and that is a big part of the goal, is to let you know that you guys can own this and that you can do this. You can do this. And yes, some of us will feel more called in certain areas than others, but isn't that what the beauty about it is, like you said?
Mm-hmm.
The reason, you know, everybody gets to play their unique role and their significance about what it is. There is only one you in the whole universe. That's it.
That's right.
It's only one you.
That's right.
And so this is about you being able to express it. And I always love when so many people, and you've done this as well, Brother Bilal, have taken the Kim deck and they have been able to work with different spreads or do different things that they have not come up with. And so this magic in the dark deck coming out, is just going to explode that spiritual DNA even more and just take it to a whole nother level. Yeah.
I tell you what, I want you to think about. I mean, I have designed multiple readings out of the Kim deck, right? I'm talking about different spreads. But it was already in the damn Kim deck. You understand? The more you work with something, and this why anybody who's looking to produce something or put something out, just put it out, because it's going to perfect itself. It's going to be a hybrid. Something is going to come from it.
Yes.
Something's
going
to come from it. And so, now we think about what you just said. We talking about having 8 slices of the pie. Because just like you say, the work we come to do, everybody do it, right? And just like you say, everybody go niche out what they love doing. everybody don't, you don't like every slice of this pie. This is the multiple slices of different pie. You only go choose the one you like the most.
That's right. That's right.
All right? But understand how you want the proof that everybody know this? How are we going to even be able to do a damn reading for you and you understand it if you don't damn know it already?
That's right.
How can we do a reading and you understand it if you don't know it already?
That's right.
You get it?
Yeah.
So whatever you're working on, put it out. Look for the hybrid. Because, see, this is how they classify hybrid as a crossbreed, as a mutt. But that a hybrid is something you're producing outside of what you have produced.
That's right.
It's
and
the
it
size.
Really is taking – it's the size, and it takes you outside of your comfort zone, which I love to go so much, and it's so important for you to do. Because this is where the magic happens. This is where you find those gems, like you said, that have been floating around. So even when I'm doing readings and I'm reading your energetic field that is around you, there is a layer of your aura, there's a layer of your electromagnetic field that holds all your thoughts and your dreams and your desires. And a big part of the deck, Magic in the Dark, helps you tap into that energy. It helps you tap into it for yourself and so that you can get the command that you need at that time so you can move yourself forward. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about readings tonight. I'm excited about having you on, Brother Bilal, and the whole Remix family being here tonight. I'm so excited. I had great conversation today well and just talked to brothers and sisters all over the world today and connected with you guys. And we're just excited. 646-652-2711
And I must say this about those slices of the pie, because one of those slices are your weak spot.
Yes, we got to know that.
And I promise you, you are only as strong as your weakest link.
That's it. Good
so
point.
So that's why it's so important to pick up the slice that you may not like. Because you are only as strong as your weakest link. Because if you have a weak link, that means you are weak also.
That's right.
And I want to expose one of my weaknesses right now. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna expose one of my weaknesses. I have a weakness of wanting everybody to get what I have discovered in 17 years in a few hour reading. That's a weakness.
You know, Brother Bilal, and I'll go
That's
ahead and I'll expose one of my weaknesses. One of my weaknesses, and I'll equate it to the reading, is to have everybody be as excited and do the work to get the revelations I got that I give to them that is divinely given to me to them in a reading. That's a weak spot.
Yes.
So when I say, did you do the homework I gave you? And they say no, I'd be like, no! Come on. That's a weak spot for me. It really is.
Yes.
I must admit it. I'm getting better with it, but that's one of my weak spots.
Now do you see when someone, like, see how much potential you have?
Yeah.
And we understand what potential is, but a person could see your potential better than you can. I'd be more excited for you than you are for you, because I can see this shit, but you can't yet.
But I have to wait till it unfolds
to you. You understand? And you know how that makes you feel on the inside? And
then
you're like, man, why are you so excited? I'm depressed. I'm down there want to jump off the damn bridge. And I'd be like, no, just keep fucking living. You're going to be good.
Yes.
I promise you.
You're going to be good.
I can see it. Just keep breathing.
I just want to sing Drake. Yes, only a test. And, you know, that's the great thing. We could talk all night about this. It's so beautiful. But, I want to be singing Drake's song. I get it. I get it. You know, and that's truly, truly what's in my heart, is really to bring you back to that place, you know, just to that divine place of love. And make it full circle, you know? And that's what the mission is, the goal here, the intent on the remix is really to be able to do that. So I say, let's get ready to do some readings, get into some shadow side shit. Let's raise some magic up, open up some damn frequencies, you know, spin around some energy, and see what's going on in the cosmos.
You know, if we even if we could tonight, let the foundation in the backdrop of all readings tonight be the connection for Osiris and Isis. And
yeah.
all the brothers and sisters that's doing a work from Brother Bobby Hemmett to Queen
yes.
Afua to all the sisters and brothers that's doing it, even the sisters and brothers that you don't see that's doing
that's
the work.
Right.
Let that be the backdrop. You understand? Let it come forward. Because you see, and even understanding the energy of Set, which is a distraction, it's only a distraction, but the energy of Set is so necessary. But tonight,
yes, it is.
Nothing is set up.
Nothing.
because that's what Set really represents.
Mm.
That's what Set really represents. It's the fucking setup. And
the
that's
setup.
When that shit get weak, when you start setting shit up. And that's when it starts
yeah.
getting boxed up because you know what to expect. I don't
that's
even
right.
want you to go in order. Just go off the cuff. No
oh, yes.
set tonight.
Oh,
no
yeah.
set up.
Yes.
Nothing set
Everything.
Up. I hate setups. I hate it.
Yes.
You understand?
Me too.
So let's just be
yes.
real with it. Wherever
that's
it goes,
right.
that's where it goes. No set.
That's it.
Get on your
and
mark.
So,
get set.
And get set. Get on your mark and
get
set.
Get on
set.
Your damn
I love
mark.
That. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're just
yeah.
going to go. It's hundreds of you guys on the phone line. OT in the chat room. She said she's getting her reading right here. Okay, so it's hundreds of you guys on the phone lines. We're going to go ahead and go always live, always real in the remix, and here we go. Just be ready to give your birth date and information to Brother Bilal, and we'll just talk to you. We're going in. That's it. So let's go, because this number has been sticking out to me for some reason tonight, and that's going to be calling in, looks like caller number 165 from area code 225. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225? Area code 225.
Yes. Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't know you all got through so fast.
225.
Well, we're just jumping around. You're caller number 165. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Yes, yes. My name is Marie, and my birthday is June 27, 1984.
Okay. So, greetings, Marie. You want to tell us what's going on? What's going on? What has you coming on the line and pressing one? What's going on?
I was interested in a general reading. I've been doing the work, and I just want to see what you see for me.
Yeah. Well, one thing I will tell you, we don't do anything general here. So, you know, we don't do no general work here. None of that. This ain't the
okay,
Dollar
well.
General. We don't do Dollar General work here. So nothing is general here. And one of the things that I will tell you is tell us
okay.
what's going on. You know, you don't have to give us the ins and outs because, of course, we're going to give you that. But really, you know, what's going on?
Okay, well, right now I'm going back to school, and I recently got laid off from my job. And I've been working with the new moon meditation, and I'm working on a vision board meditation, you know. So I've pretty much been doing the work. I haven't got a Kim deck card yet, but I'm in the process of getting one.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
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 Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Verify your birthday one more time for me. I'm sorry.
It's what's
June,
your birthday?
June 27, 1984.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And what you just getting ready to say?
No, I was just about to say, even though I was laid off, I'm still in a good spirit because I've been working with just bettering myself, so I feel pretty optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
That's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. that's a beautiful thing. I think Brother Bilal is going to go ahead and check in with you first here. And where are you calling from? Let me ask you.
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay, you're calling from Louisiana. Okay, beautiful.
All right, L.A. Small mm-hmm. L.A. All right, cool.
I always say the other L.A.
The other, there you go, there you
the
go.
The other L.A. Oh. And I used to say this to some of my college friends. I used to call it Lower Alabama. They used to say that. L.A., Lower Alabama.
Mm.
Okay,
thank you for
ahead.
That one. Right. So you know what? I'm looking at everything, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came up is. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in magic?
Yes, and I'm definitely into the rituals and. Today is a wonderful day. It's the new moon, and I've already did
yes,
my
is.
Vision board, and I will be writing out my manifestations in present form, so I'm on it.
Yeah, you on it. Yeah, I love your spirit, and you are in a great cycle for what you're doing. This is a word I want you to get an understanding of, and you might want to write this word down, because I want you to fall in love with this word. We have a bad relationship with this word. Okay?
Okay.
That word for you is rejection. Tell us about you and rejection.
Well, you're right. I've had a problem with rejection in the past, but now my new understanding of rejection, especially if dealing with relationships, is, you know, everybody comes in your life for a reason. You can't make them stay, and just gotta get the higher purpose. So that's
well. Give us your new definition of rejection. What is rejection?
I don't take it personal.
That's not definition. That's the action. That's the action you're putting
right.
behind still being rejected right now. You're saying you still don't like it. You just don't take the shit personal now. That's what you're saying. So
yeah,
give us
basically.
This new out. Yeah, give us a thing. So what is rejection?
Rejection is when somebody, I guess they don't like you, or they don't like your vibes, or they think you're a bad person, or if they don't want to be in a relationship with you. You know, it's very broad when I think of the word rejection. But how I deal with rejection, if someone doesn't want to be bothered with me, then I go by my business. I'm not going to beg. I'm not going to be sad and depressed. I'll just uplift myself. So.
Did you do that at one time, though?
I'm sorry?
Did you beg at one time? Did you do those things you just said?
No. I've always had a lot of pride. Maybe mentally I probably...
So you didn't do it physically, but you just did it in the dark?
Yes.
So when you say I had a lot of pride, that means you did it, but no, they didn't see you doing it.
Yes. To a certain extent. Then I eventually got
all right.
over it.
All right. Now this is what I want you to understand. And for everybody out there, for everybody... that hate this rejection. Rejection has been your protection.
Yes.
Rejection
beautiful.
Has been your protection. Rejection kept you out of some experiences and places you were not supposed to be in, even relationships, because you have some bad relationship issues, especially right now. How are your relationships right now?
Well, right now, I'm currently single. By choice,
yes, you are.
But I was in a very dysfunctional relationship, and I released that in February of this year. So,
uh-huh.
And I'm just dating right now.
But look at what I'm saying. Look how your energy took a nosedive. Look how you just went down. You were just talking high about the vision board. This shit going down this year, I'm telling you. And then some of you thought I'm a rich, you went all the way down. Look. It's time for you. It's that you remember I talk about reinventing yourself. You are in that position right now that everything is lining up. Everything is lining up for you to move forward, but you have to deduct some shit. You got to go into subtraction. You have to let some things go, and then you have to become the person you're looking for. The greatest part of you is nurturing. Whatever you got nurturing, especially children and family, you done got way too fucking far away from home.
Yeah,
the work,
you're right.
the work you're looking for is connected to either teaching family, teaching history. You understand? It's real estate. Mm-hmm. You need to go. These are natural supports for your magnetic field. But everything with you is in nurturing. And that's why even when you get with certain brothers, they think you be acting like you their mama, and they're not looking for another damn mama. No, nobody want to be baby, not even you. So you're complaining about your baby, you know, the brother don't want to grow up being like a baby, but you steady babying. Okay? So most definitely check your internal relationships. But rejection has been your protection the whole time. So stop sacrificing yourself. Stop thinking you got to kiss somebody's ass to be with them. They're coming in your life to play a certain role, to show you something about yourself, and you're rejecting it. What's the difference from when you're rejecting something from when you're getting rejected? It's no difference.
And that's what my new mentality has been. Like I said, that's how I was before. But far as now, like I said before, I don't take it personal, and any relationship or any action I have, I do take a step back and see what I learned from that person. And
I want you to take it personally. It is time to take it personally. Yeah, you take it personally. But look, every time you're being rejected, you need to give a goddamn party. For real. Every time you get rejected, you need to go lunch by yourself and damn celebrate that the universe is backing your ass up. Because if you force your way into some of that shit you're being rejected from, shit, you gonna really be down there. Talking about be down. Shit. No, you are good. Get back to your nurturing spirit. Get back to that energy. You are a natural leader, natural creative person. Get back to that shit. Create it. See, like you did that vision board? Create that shit. Create what you want. You got it.
Beautiful. Yeah. I will tell you, what was your name again, Maria?
Marie.
Immediately, Marie, when I get into your energy, the color that comes to mind is a deep, deep, deep green. And this particular color speaks to a lot of different things. One of the most things that it speaks to is new beginnings. It really is about you're in this time of new beginnings. Like lots of new things are happening, lots of changes, like Brother Bilal just talked about. All of these things coming, it's about change, it's about growth. It really is about all of that. And the big part of you is your energy and everything about you, it speaks to that you gather your strength from family and community. So you are definitely sort of that healer that's in with the family and the community. These are some of the places that is just a great, great place for you. Here's another thing that I want you to definitely keep this in the front of, just keep this in the front of your mind, to speak only in your voice. To speak only in your voice. And what do I mean when I say speak only in your voice? What do you take that to be when I say to you, speak only in your voice?
I guess speak from my heart, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's about speaking from your heart, but it's also speaking your words. Because, see, these words that you're talking to us, this is not how you normally speak. We talked about at the beginning of the show, we talked about not setting anything up. And I get it. You're kind of nervous. You're calling in and you're getting a reading and you're sort of kind of opening yourself up. And that's a good thing for you, because usually you're closed off to receiving. That's a challenge for you. It is really hard. And so even though you have acquired a lot of knowledge and you're doing a lot of work, you don't receive feedback very well. That's a struggle for you. And so that is sort of you kind of cutting off those things.
But in order for you to make this transition, you have to begin to speak in your own voice. And that means that all of this work that you're doing, and let me, let Miss Blue be the first to poo-poo on your parade, and please just, I want you to take this so personal. Get rid of the fucking vision board and start living it. Start living your vision board. That's the real vision. Start physically living. You want to get into rituals and you want to do things. So those things on your board, you can get physical things that you can put around you in your sacred space and start living your vision board. You become your vision board. That's where you're going to get your power. For you, your true position is the peaceful warrior. See, you're a warrior. And so even though you're telling us about all of these relationships and you sort of making us think that you bowed out gracefully, your ass didn't bow out gracefully at all. And so it is about you speaking in your own voice, and it is about giving yourself permission to say, if I want to be pissed off and angry, if I want to say you did something to me that was foul and I disagree, that doesn't take away from you being spiritual or even from you growing. Because what you're creating inside of yourself is a volcano. To say that nothing touched you, that nothing, you know, nothing hurts you, and that you're just this bigger person, it's not about that. It's not about that.
And I understand what you're saying, Ms. Blue, but I don't like confrontation. So,
but it's not about being. Yeah, but it's not about being confrontational. Speaking your mind doesn't have to be confrontational at all. Since when does Marie saying what she wants to say makes a situation confrontational? That doesn't make you confrontational because you get to say how you feel. That doesn't make you confrontational.
Well, I'm a sensitive person. If I speak my mind too much and it's just too much for me, like my energy will get drained. So I'm basically, you know, protecting my energy.
Well, here's what I'm draining. That's true, and I agree with you. But you're also draining yourself by keeping all of that in. You're doing more than draining yourself. You're killing yourself by keeping it in. I'm not even saying you have to go and you're going to go tell the other person. I'm saying you have to find a way to filter this energy out of you. See, because that's your deep, dark secret that will come to light, that you don't have it all together. That's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
But who cares? It's not about that. You understand? It's not about appearing to be perfect. You're not some superhuman being.
I definitely don't think I'm perfect. But I'm... Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You said you don't think you're perfect, but...
No. I don't think I'm perfect, but it's just... what I didn't disclose on the call is just that I've been through so much. So the point I'm at right now, I'm really at a good place because
I've been through the hell.
So I can really, you know, this is not a fake, a joke, or pretending, you know, for the call. I went through a lot. So for me to be smiling and in a good mood, I've come from hell. So that's why I'm at a good place, not saying perfect, but definitely.
What I'm saying to you is that your energy shows you're still in hell. And so that means that you need to fully release this from yourself. So that vision board, you need to start living the vision board. You need to start writing, and you need to start speaking up, and you need to start saying what you're feeling. You understand? Because know this, no person can put you in hell. Only you can put yourself in hell.
Mm-hmm.
That person going away does not take you out of hell. That doesn't take you out. Only you can take yourself out of where you put you. And energetically, just because someone is not around you, You're fooling yourself into giving them that much power that they were able to put you in hell. So take yourself out of hell for real. Take yourself out for real. You know, work with that. Really start to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just did. This was my first day doing the vision board. I haven't been working on it. This is my first day.
Well, good.
So yes, I am writing. Good. I do have a journal, and yeah, I do have other avenues. But thank you so much. I appreciate the insight. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Start living that, and releasing that from yourself, and giving yourself permission, like the rest of the fucking world, to release energy from yourself. Because if you don't and you push it down, it goes in your body and it will find another way to come out. Another way.
Yeah. You have damn near, and I love what you said, Miss Blue, because even by you holding that energy in, like Miss Blue said, you would develop the one thing. Tell everybody, what's your astrology sign? What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Exactly. That's the root of all cancer right there, holding that shit in.
Get it out. Get you some
Get
ice
out.
And throw it on the ground and release that so you can remove it out of your electromagnetic field. You might have removed it out of your mind, which is great, but you now got to remove it away from your spirit and out of your energy so it doesn't become a trigger for you. Because as soon as someone says that you're getting angry or you're getting defensive, you instantly go back to that place of hell. That's how you know you're still there.
Okay.
All right.
So peace and love to you. Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
No problem. Thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right.
Keep up the good work, too. She good.
Yes. Keep up the good work. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like, and we're jumping around here, 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Their call drop. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix, and it's a lot of 678, so all of you just got to say hello. 678, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Eden from Atlanta.
Hello?
Who is that?
Yeah, we're going to come back to them. I think they're... Are you there?
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please? Yeah, they're trying to get their mic together. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
How you doing, Ms. Blue? This is Cornell.
I'm sorry, we can't hear you. Speak into the mic for me. Who's on the line?
This is Cornell.
Who?
Cordell.
Cordell. Greetings, Cordell.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in North Carolina right now.
Okay. Greetings, Cordell in North Carolina.
Yes,
what is your birthday?
2-8-84.
Mm-hmm.
2-8-84.
All right. What's
going
on, brother?
How you feeling? I'm good. What's happening with you, big brother?
I'm good.
What's good with you?
Chilling, man. You about to move back to Philly.
Yes, but I thought that was a Philly area code.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on with you. What's happening? That's the only thing that's moving?
Yeah, about to move. Actually, about to move on Tuesday, packing my stuff up. Yeah, trying to, do something different.
Why do I feel like you're being forced to move?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know why I feel like I'm, I don't know. I thought I was moving because I felt like I was doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Are you originally from Philly?
Yes, originally from Philly. I've been in North Carolina for about since 2002. I came out here to go to school, and I just been living down here, working, and then you know things. I guess kind of been hitting roadblocks.
Yeah, you have. I'm looking at your planetary lineup. You have things all over. You know, so I could imagine your energy being all over, all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a personal question. You ever did time before?
No, I ain't never did no time.
Okay. And because, see, what's happening is your energy.
I got a lot of family members and friends that are doing time.
Yeah.
My cousins, you know. I know I don't talk to them as much as I should. Like, my best friend, my uncle, they both doing time. I ain't really talk to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I see a lot of that energy in that area for some reason. And this is... I don't know. You know what? It's like you just won't cooperate. Listen, tell me what's happening with you and your dad. How was you and your father's relationship?
We had an okay relationship. We passed in 2004. He got murdered in 2004. We was okay. Kind of. I love sports. He played football, but when I was coming out, he ain't deal with me. He was like, you know, he was jealous. He wasn't jealous of me, but he was jealous that other guys made it to the NFL or whatever. He didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? He was all state, had a scholarship to Penn State. But, you know, as far as the sports thing, what I really love, he never really got into that with me.
Okay, but do me a favor. Tell us how you really felt about your father. Because it's going to be a breakthrough for you if you could be as honest. You understand? Because this truly about you. This is truly about you. You know what I'm saying? And just getting you just back into one you. You know what I'm saying? Because you like you split, mm-hmm. man. You all over
yeah.
the place. Like part of you, part of you in North Carolina, part of you in Philly, another part of you in New York somewhere, part of you in Atlanta. You know, you all over the damn place. Just bring us back to one collective you. Because, you know, I damn sure don't like to track your own right now because it's like it's, you know, that shit's shaking. You know that shit is shaking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But tell us how you truly felt. How you felt about your father for real? In all honesty.
I might have loved him, but I kind of like, you know, I don't know. I guess I loved him, but I don't know if I really respected him, I guess. I mean, I know I loved him, though. I just don't know if I really, you know, so I kind of resented him. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I resented him to an extent. Like it was like I kind of, you know, I had a weird feeling, you know what I'm saying, about him. Like I always felt like, I don't know, I guess he wasn't really doing what he was supposed to be doing for me. And I guess, you know what I'm saying, so I kind of loved him, but I guess I really didn't love him if I think about it like that.
Because he damn sure represents a gateway to everything you're looking to open, because the more you run all over the place, the more you become just like him. You starting to look so much like your father, bro, to it's crazy.
That's crazy.
And you know it, too.
Yep.
And you know it. You know it.
Yeah.
How are your relationships right now? How many relationships you done fucked up already, bro? Talk about that. You done did some damage.
Yeah, I have. You know, just not being communicated with people. You know, I guess being stubborn. You know, you're not communicating with people. You know, just trying to, I don't know.
See, that's the only side effect of making all those judgments. What you saying, Ms. Blue?
I was going to say, I immediately wanted to ask you about what is sort of making you want to leave and leave from Philadelphia. Immediately when I get into your energy, I feel this feeling, this energy, and you described it, Brother Bilal, of despair, you know? And we know that despair really comes from being desperate, you see?
Yeah.
And when I get in your energy, you're racing, but you ain't going nowhere. It's kind of like being on the treadmill. You ever been on the treadmill running? And you see that person, and they hauling ass on the treadmill. But you think about it, they're not going nowhere. They in the same spot doing all of this moving and running and flipping and moving around. So this is why I'm asking you about North Carolina. Like, what is making you leave? What is making you run?
Oh, man, I don't know. I guess I felt like my time was up, trying to chase something that I guess wasn't there.
You know, and you're talking about chasing school.
Yeah, not school, so to say, but I guess a job, a job, some money.
Right. Well, let me say this to you. Immediately when I get into your energy, I am hit by this maze of black smoke and white fog. These two combinations coming together. And this energy is really around the energy of where your base chakra is. So it's heavy. You understand? You know how you feel something heavy, you know? And I know you've heard that expression when they say the monkey is on your back, you know? It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is heavy at your feet. You see, this energy is pulling you down. It's heavy on you. I want you to think about this. And I'm going to tell you what that means energetically when this is here and really how you can begin to get yourself out of this energy. I have to be completely honest with you. I feel that North Carolina is energetically better for you than going to Philly. That's just me. I just feel that energy for you. But here's the thing that I think you're missing. For you, you are strongly connected to the fairy kingdom. And I don't know if you thought about jobs with horticulture, working with plants, and working with nature and being out there, but that is where your magic happens for you. You touching the soil. You're one of these beings that have came to the planet that really, when you touch the soil, when you touch the ground, not only is it magical for yourself, but it's magical for everything and everyone else around you. Like, I would love to have you come and speak to my plants and my trees. They probably would be blooming all over themselves just to hear you talk to them.
Wow.
You know? You are strongly connected to the fairy kingdom and to this energy of really, like, you're really, really, this is where you find your kingdom at for you. And it's going to be a big part of your wealth, too. But let me tell you about this black and white that's there. I want you to think back, and you may be a little too young for this, but I know a lot of the listeners out there can relate to this. Back when they had black and white television. They had black and white. It was only in black and white. It wasn't in color. And whenever you've seen that, once color came into play, it was like everything just became alive. And this is where your energy is right now. You are trying to find your fulfillment in life.
Yes.
But you've been searching in all the wrong places. For you, it is connected with something and nature and working as a horticulture, working with the plants, working with the land, working with herbs, working with the flowers, working with those things of aromatherapy. This black and white haze around you tells me that right now your consciousness is being cloaked, that you can't see where you're at right now.
Yeah, and honestly, that's probably why I wanted to move back to Philly. That's crazy.
Yeah. I will tell you at the end, you know, we all get to do what we feel is best for us in our heart. But I will tell you this, that if you go back to Philly, when you go back to Philly, because it's very unstable about where you're going to be staying and what you're going to be doing there, correct?
Correct.
That place is a place that you're going to have to keep all eyes, as Tupac say, all eyes on me, because you're going to be surrounded by what we call the concrete jungle for real. And you do best when you're around the green, when you're around nature, and you're in that place. Those are some things for you to begin to think about. Definitely, as you get ready to make your way back to Philly, because I still see that there's some things that still can open up for you here, I want you to definitely make sure you go out, touch a tree, sit down with your back towards the tree, you know, really use that as your meditative place, touch the grass, you know, maybe get a flower and really connect yourself with that energy. And that's going to help to bring, sort of to uncloak your consciousness right now, because you have this black and white haze that is around you. And this is going to help you tap into that energy so you can get into your true fulfillment of what it is for you.
Thank you. Oh, God, say Brother Bilal, when the group hung up the tree, my grandma, she planted the tree in front of our house when my uncle got locked up. He was locked up when he got locked up. He was 16 during life. So she planted the tree when he got locked up in front of the house, and the tree's still there.
Yeah, I've picked that energy up, and I know a lot of brothers that's in Angola right now, so, you know, I understand that connection, and, you know, the main thing, I mean, you know how hard it is to see a brother at 17 saying he have life. He's going to be there for the rest of his natural life, and if he could have did it again, if he could have just let some of that pride go, his perception of what he thought shit was, just like your perception of who you thought your father was to you. And even him looking to contact you right now and you just closing the door. And, you know, and that's one of the main reasons that a lot of your shit is, your timing is bad, because you refuse to open that door to your father's energy because of your perception and the judgment, even what people say about him, is still not your reality, because you're becoming just like him.
Yeah,
you are mirroring him to the damn T.
Yeah, that's it. You definitely want to rise from them ashes of despair, though. You want to get out those ashes of despair. You're spending way too much time thinking about all of your friends and family members who are locked up, so your energy is literally pulling you, because that energy that I see around you is energy that I see around prisoners. You are that black and that white fog. It's a mist. That's the energy that is around prisoners when you're in a box. But don't mistake the fact, and don't think that you have to be locked up to be a prisoner. You can be walking around. We have more prisoners who get up every day,
outside,
walk around, live their jobs, have families, in relationships, that are prisoners than we do locked in cell blocks.
And I would say 98% of the warden in everyone's life is their mother and father.
Yes.
And that's the warden. True.
And he has a problem. This brother right here has a problem with his mother and his father.
Mother and father.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a problem with his mother and his father. So, you know, you are not a motherless, fatherless child. You're not that. If you erase them, you will erase you. Remember that. Because on a conscious level, that's right. You are starting to erase You understand? That's what happens. That
yes.
mist of those people who are locked up, that black and that white fog, it just sort of cancels them out.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Wow. On a higher level, you chose your parents so that you could come back here. And stop thinking mm-hmm. that somebody needs to give you a piece of paper, like in The Wizard of Oz. We talked about this a couple of months ago in Self-Invested, to make mm-hmm. you feel like you're somebody. You understand?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You are yes,
somebody.
And it's so many people out here who love you. You have beautiful spirit guides who are rooting for you, that are standing next to you, that are there for you. You actually have four spirit guides that are there for you. They're standing at the gateway, but they are waiting for you to start trusting and believing in yourself and walk through. You are not your uncle's story. You are not your best friend's story. You are not your cousin's story. You are not your mama's story or even your daddy's story. You're not their story.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to get out of their books and start building your own fucking life. Bring mm-hmm. some color in. Stop wearing all that damn black. Bring in some color. Bring in some red. Bring in some green. Bring in some yellow. Start wearing some colors.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And go claim your kingdom. Go out in the
yeah.
trees. Talk to the trees and the plants. That's your kingdom. Go claim it. It's waiting for you.
All right. Can I ask a quick question? I
heard
you say something about gliding down the steps or like flying down the steps when you were little or something like that.
Yes.
When I was little, I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I used to glide down the steps. I used to always think it was my grandfather, but I don't know. I used to glide from the top to the steps to the bottom.
Yes, I used to do that, me and my cousin. We would float.
Wow.
The spirit would just carry us down. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So now what I want you to do is to just reach out to all of your ancestors and your spirit guides and tell them you need them to help you float in your life right now
mm-hmm.
because your feet
yeah.
are too heavy, too heavy, too heavy, my brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. All right.
Yes.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Call back and let us
right.
know how it go for you. Remember,
but
I told
me,
you
hold,
that.
Hold on for mm-hmm. the brother before the brother get off. Could you check his root chakra right fast? Make sure he connected because I don't want to get off the phone and he not. Yeah, check him out
yeah.
right fast.
Yeah, let me check you out. Give me just a second here. Good news and not so good news. Like I said. You are very grounded because this is a big part of where you sort of kind of get your charge and your fullness in life is from the earth. But the other
yes.
thing is you have gone to the ashes in the earth. Do you know how far down into the core of the earth you have to go to get to the ash level?
Damn.
You understand? So this is what it feels like. A challenge to lift your foot to move forward symbolically in your life. So what I need you to do is to find yourself
mm-hmm.
a safe place. I want you to go outside, lay you down a blanket, and I want you to stare at the sky. And as you begin to stare at the sky, I want you to begin to energetically pull your feet up out the ground. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to unroot you from the ashes that you're grounded in. So give me just a second. And all I want you to do is just imagine yourself looking at the night sky right now, and you probably will start to feel tingling in your legs all the way up from your toes as we just begin to move you up and bring you back to the surface of the earth. All right.
Hmm.
Okay, you there? How does that feel?
Yes, I'm here. I feel better. Yeah, now I feel better.
Yes, because you trying to bury yourself alive, and we can't let you do that because you're still alive. Don't bury yourself alive. And everybody in the chat room is saying that you sound so much better. You can't bury yourself alive. Yeah. Well, I love you, and I want you to know that you can do this. You can really do this. You can.
All right.
And you will. You can do this.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, my brother.
All right.
Love you, brother.
Thanks, brother. Love y'all, brother.
Right, black man. Love you too, brother.
All right.
For sure.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Oh, Miss Blue, you know what? You're gonna have to do something for the people, because I got to see this here. You're gonna have to do something for the people that went to see Gravity at the damn movie theater. Because that goddamn ritual they playing on people right there.
Oh wow! Yes. Yes.
Let me tell you what's happening with this shit here. And I've seen it. Me and my son went to see it.
Gravity is
now,
the movie.
Whoa. With Sandra Bullock. Whoa. They're doing a damn ritual. It's a ritual. When me and my son walked out, he said, "Dad, they should have named that movie Exhausted." That's what my 12-year-old son said. We were exhausted. Let me tell you what's happening with the movie. Okay, remember we talked about the 24 scientists, right?
Yes.
The 24 scientists are the 12 pair of cranial nerves in your damn brain. That's what the 24 scientists are. The 12 pair, which is 24. As you look at this damn movie out of space, it starts to project your ass out of space.
Yes.
And you know, if you don't work out in space, when you get back into gravity to the Earth, you can't stand up and just walk away. That's why some people came out of there and their goddamn legs were just, like, gone, because they had you out of damn space. So they were really uprooting your ass from the Earth. That's what's happening with the shit. You were being uprooted from the Earth as you were watching that goddamn movie.
And so as a result, you know, when you come back out of being in a place where there is no gravity and you come back to gravity, then you become so heavy, weighed down at your feet, that it's almost impossible to move yourself forward.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to kill the thought you have in your head. There's nothing wrong with you. The movie was not good.
That's right.
So you don't have to sit back and say, you know what, I'm not going to act like it wasn't good. I'm going to act like I liked it like everybody else, because something must be wrong with me if all these people went to see it. No, it wasn't shit. All it did was uprooted you from the goddamn earth.
So that you would
you
come
might have
back.
To do some type of,
so that you can come back and you would feel so heavy or so out of balance that you could bring yourself back into balance. So, of course, just through conversation, me and Brother Bilal was talking, and I checked him out, and I said, ooh, your root chakra.
This is
similar, so you guys can understand just what this brother was experiencing. Real curious. I wonder if he's seen that movie.
That's what brought that up.
Because that is the same. That heaviness on the feet is what happens. It becomes symbolic of you feeling like you have to force yourself to move forward. You see? So all of that being said, we tell you that for two reasons. One, don't go see the damn movie. And then two, if you did go see it, before we close out, I'm going to tell you some things to do so that you can bring yourself back into balance from that. So, great. Thank you for that, Brother Bilal. Yeah, I forgot
about
that.
No doubt.
Yes.
And just one more thing on gravity. they still can't figure out how fire is still burning in space. They can't figure that one out. So they need to work on, if they could figure that one out, I'll go see another Gravity movie. Tell them to figure that one out. How fire burns with no damn oxygen. Anyway, figure that one out. Fire still burns in space.
Yes,
go
with
check
no
that
oxygen.
Out. Research that.
Yes, yes,
the space station.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 573. You're live in the remix, please. 573?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
It's Davina. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Where are you calling from?
Who is it?
Davina calling from Columbia, Missouri.
Okay. Greetings, Davina.
Greetings. Let me turn my volume up. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
So what's your birthday? Let's get that.
March 17th, 1982.
All right, and what's going on with you? What's so for you?
It's the kind of like stuff between me and my son's father. It's almost like I know what I should do, and I can't follow through, almost like.
You know what to do, but you can't follow through. Is that what you're saying? So that's your area of interest. I'm gonna let Brother Bilal speak to you, and then we'll go from there. Yeah.
The main thing I'm seeing, you have to get back to love. You're gonna really have to get back to the love of yourself. And he says that's March 17, 1982, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, but the main thing throwing this off, even with that, it's just like the rest of your life, you don't want to make a decision. It's like you hate to see bad endings or you hate to see things closing, but you have to make a decision if you want to move on. So you just suspended in air. You just upside down, and it's nothing moving because you refuse to make a decision. And most of that's coming from you just feeling sorry for people. Even you now, you're just feeling sorry for yourself.
Yes.
And you are, but you already know what to do. It's like you're playing the game with yourself, and it's like you know, and I'm coming on, taking you. I'm jumped in the car with you. I'm on a ride with you. We're not even moving nowhere. I just jumped in the car, and we're not going nowhere. We just talking. But you know which way to go. You already know which way to go. And you refuse to put the shit in drive. So you're just in neutral. You're just standing still. And even if you press the motor, shit go rev up, but it's not going to move. Okay? So most of everything going on with you is connected to you being indecisive, and that's only because you do not want to make decisions. And that's the only reason I can see that is because you don't want to take responsibility for it. You don't want to be held accountable. The accountability. You get it? So it's like,
yeah.
That's why I said you got to get back to the love of yourself. You have to get back to the love of yourself. And if that's going back to the drawing board, if that's really deducting people, and look like tonight everybody calling to have subtraction issues.
Yes. That's so true. I was going to.
You can't add on until you subtract some shit. Even if you adding on to your house, they have to subtract something to add on. We so caught up in wanting to add and multiply, but you got to learn how to subtract.
Okay.
Because that's why it keep going to the same relationship. You keep meeting people just like your damn father. You're doing the same shit over and over and over, and you're trying to get out of this damn car, but it's still based on you making decisions. But you already know what to do. This is the crazy part. You already know what to do.
Yeah. Woo! Y'all is something.
No, don't go back to the sixth dimension. We did the sixth dimension show with the martyr. Don't play that martyr shit. We done did.
Yeah.
We done been there, did that. We outgrow that shit. Just move on. Everybody else moving on. You just need. It's time for you to move on.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that. I hear that. Moving on.
Yeah. You know what to do.
Let him go.
Yeah, well, and you know, and I can appreciate the place where you're at for you energetically. You know, getting into your energy initially, you know, the color was this really, really burnt orange, this dark burnt orange is one of the dominant colors that are coming from you. And it's a part of you that has a lot of energy. And that's what Brother Bilal was talking about. You know what to do. The part of you that has so much energy. You know exactly what to do. But whenever this burnt orange is there, this is you really, what your energy is telling the world. And I want you to see it this way. Your energy is telling the world, hold up. You better look out for me. That's what your energy is sending out to the world. You better be cautious of me.
Mm.
Why do you think that your energy, you would be sending out the energy of being cautious?
Because I really feel the need to...
To
put my foot out there and claim what I deserve. I think I'm ready to step out, and it is a different part of me. I believe that is that deep part of me. Just like, you don't know me, you don't know who you're messing with. Type of I'm more than you take me for. Or that he's taken me for.
That's not exactly what the energy is saying. Now, it can transform itself into that, and that would be the hope. That would be the gold, you understand? And I'm glad that you can even find that within yourself. I want to leave you with a couple of words so that you can hear this loud and clear. That truth, and I want you to hear this, truth conquers everything. All that shit you're dealing with, all you got to do is tell the truth. And you know in an instant the drama will stop.
Right.
But this is the issue. You don't have the courage to tell the truth.
Right.
But that's it. That's it right there. If you can get that, because here's the beautiful thing, is that this cycle that you're in is what I call your shine bright like a diamond cycle. But you can't even go out there and claim your spotlight because you don't want to tell the truth. So you telling me that you're going to miss this very, very significant gateway for yourself and have to wait another 4 or 5 years before all of this energy is here again because you can't find a way to tell the truth.
I'm not going to do it, Ms. Boo. I'm going to tell the truth,
you.
Ms. Boo.
Thank you, because I refuse to believe that you're going to do that. You better tell the truth. When you do, all of that horrible shit you thinking is not going to happen.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. It's not. But that
is what is holding you back there. That is what it is. That's how you release all of this energy. That's how you get out of all the drama. That's how all the confusion, you know, it's kind of like being a little kid and somebody putting you on, what's that damn thing, the merry-go-round, and they spin that shit around.
You can't get off.
And you can't get off, and you scream and stop, don't spin it no more. It's all you got to do, tell the truth. And they will stop the ride and let you get your ass off. You'll be a little wobbly at first because you've been spinning for so damn long. But I guarantee you, my sister, soon you're going to be able to walk straight ahead with your head up high. Yeah.
Okay.
With this energy field, it's going to be hard for people to feel sorry for you because you are like a natural-born leader, and you need to start starting things. Instead of starting shit, you need to start some other projects. You start up some shit, but be conscious of what you start because you need to learn how to finish it.
Okay.
Don't start nothing you can't finish because you will be called on it. But you look somebody feeling sorry for you? Hell no. You're a natural-born leader, and nobody going to feel sorry for nobody that's leading shit. That's your energy field dictate that you're a damn leader.
That's it.
Okay.
Take charge of the shit.
Take charge. That's it.
Yeah.
And then you can do the flip side. So I want you to work with more of the color red, wear more of the color red, keep the color red around you, and bring that so it can start to balance out that energy in your aura field. And what that red is going to do, once it gets to that, just that juicy color of orange, your energy will start to turn. And that is what I call the turn it up energy. Then you can really step out and really just go forward for that. But just tell the truth. Tell the truth. And the rise will stop. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Peace and love.
I'm going to have to probably listen to the show every day, but I'm going to do it.
if that's what it takes. That's what it takes.
Get it done.
Because you have a powerful gateway there for you. And definitely you want to do it. So peace and love. We love you. Peace and love.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, wow. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. 443, when they get on the line, they don't know what to do. 443, you're live in the remix. 443-682, do I need to say your number? You're live in the remix. We'll come back. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 954.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Fantastic. Remix family. This is General Tetmas Blue, Brother Bilal.
All right.
Who's on the line? Who is this?
This is Jed from Hollywood, Florida. How are you doing,
Sue? I'm doing well. You said Jed?
Jed. D-J-E-D.
Oh, Jed. Okay, Jed. Greetings. And so, when is your let's get your birthday.
My birthday is March 8th,
1982. Okay.
And so, what's going on? What has you coming on the line, pressing one?
I just, thanks for being here. I've been waiting for this. I want to hear about my father, my biological father. I don't know anything about him except for what my mother told me. And
you know what?
I don't believe it.
Okay. All right.
I really want to know about my father because that's a big part of me missing. I want to understand it for myself. I wonder what happened to him. I don't know if he's alive. Yeah.
Okay, okay. I'll tell you, a lot of the same soul group coming in.
It sure is.
Yes, that's a lot. Hold on 1 second, big brother. But I'm looking at, especially if you're asking questions about your father, I'm looking at, because see, certain planets represent what the male aspect is and what's the feminine aspect. And even to a personal level, like what your physical father gave to you and what your physical mother gave to you. And this is what comes together and produce the alchemy, which is produces you, right? So
right.
The part your father added to you was connected in the house of judgment. It was in the house of mediating. Okay? So this would put you at a person that's constantly looking for balance. You have a constant relationship with balance. And just like the last caller, Saturn is sitting right on top of that energy of your father, and the whole lesson with this is finishing.
Energy.
Finishing strong, the finish work?
Oh, finishing, okay.
Yeah, your finish work is good. And if I was to take it, I would say your father energy also, because you have that master building energy, but you got to be able to allow people to tell you shit and be able to learn from other people. So you go into that doc energy like you know everything, and it's hard to learn anything new if you think you know everything already. You're a natural-born leader, but you can't lead until you learn how to follow, especially your own directions. Okay, so what I see most definitely that the father added, or your biological father, was connected to your ability to mediate and to come and bring things to a balance. So one of your greatest attributes would be inside of your hands. Your hands are very powerful. You need to be hands-on with everything you're doing. And just like communicating, you also have that ability to articulate, to be up front speaking. So you do have that. You brought that gift with you. You're a teacher. You are a teacher. But the whole thing of your father energy, it's just like the last caller, is you making decisions so you can move. So that's why you sometimes lack the willpower to move forward, because you don't want to make that decision because of what might be there, what might not be there. But you have to make a decision to move. That's what willpower means. The will means the execution of a decision. You can't move until you make the decision. So get busy making some sound decisions.
All right. So, DeJed, a couple of things I want to talk about. And, yes, I know you asked the question. You wanted to know if your father was still alive. And you said the only thing that you knew about your father is what your mother told you. But you don't believe what your mother told you, do you? Why you can't talk? Because you on the mic. You in the chat room talking. No, I want you to speak. I need you to be present. And I'm going to tell you something else here. Your phone cut off. You're still on the phone line. You're still on the phone line. You can speak.
Let's call drop.
No, he's still there. His mic is still live, but he's in the chat room. He said he doesn't believe what his mother said. I know this is difficult for you, and I went somewhere, and this is real interesting for you, DeJed. I went somewhere that I haven't gone in a minute, and I actually went to the I Ching. And I pulled out some I Ching energy for you. And what came up for you was air over thunder. It's air over thunder. Let me tell you about this energy of air over thunder. Air over thunder is represented by a hexagram, which really refers to the childlike state. This is what we call in the I Ching world. It's the childlike state. It's when the person is in sort of this childlike thought where their mind is, and they don't want to be held responsible for anything, for any of their wrongdoings or any cheating or even any kind of misjudgment that they may have. No, we can't hear you. That's why you're typing it in the room. Yeah. So this is about you sort of being in this place, and I know you want to know about your father. And you want to know, is your father still living, where he is? Your father walked away from your mother. And I'm sure that your mother kind of told you that story. He walked away. He walked away from his responsibility. Now, I want you to think about how many times that you were faced with something that you asked for and you walked away from it. You chose not to be present. You chose not to be in the now. You chose not to be present, and you chose not to be a part of your responsibility. So now your call dropped, even though you said yes in the chat room. I'll tell you the rest, and if you can call back in, I'll tell you the rest. I think that's fair, and we'll talk about your father. But I'm going to leave it right there.
We're at the same point with the finish word. See, there's nothing getting finished.
Yes, and this is
the same energy.
It's the same energy and the childlike state. If he could really see this, he can get some amazing breakthroughs.
Because a great breakthrough if he calls back.
Yeah, if he calls back and he gets back in, definitely we'll have. I think this is him here. Let's see. Greetings, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Good.
Yeah, you.
I was on for about 2 minutes, and I was on, and I was trying to get your attention, like telling you I was here, but you couldn't hear me. That's what I was saying. Like, I was on. I just needed you to cue me in again. But
well,
I appreciate
no, you didn't.
You want...
Hold on 1 second. You didn't go anywhere.
I didn't go anywhere because I was still connected online, and I heard you through my phone, but when I was speaking and calling out, you couldn't hear me on your side. That's what I was saying. Because my mate is here, and she heard you too as well.
Mm-hmm. But here's what I want you to understand, this energy. And you know, this is good. I'm glad you called back in because this could be very, very helpful for you in beginning to move yourself forward. And I want you to think about air over thunder, like I said, for the I Ching. Because what happens is a lot of times we send out energy. And what we would call this, and the priestess out there know what this is called? It's called a surge. See, when we started to call you out on some of your bullshit, you surge. And all of a sudden, you couldn't get through no more. So energy is real. And it does work for us in a very powerful way. Because it was a little tough for you to kind of hear that about what role you're playing in this. Let me ask you this question, and we're going to talk about your father. But why don't you believe what your mother told you about your father?
It didn't make any sense to me, and deep down I felt there was a little. It was more to the story than she wanted me to know. And she painted this picture of him being too perfect, like the knight in shining armor, like he could do no wrong, and he waited on her hand and foot. And she was too bitter with no explanation for me to understand that my father was that good to her. I couldn't understand. So I'm like, there's something that happened in that story that she's not telling me that affected her.
Okay.
So I was
so, right. So here's the thing that I want you to get. And I want you to listen to me because perhaps maybe one day in your life you'll be a father.
But here's what I want you to get. Your mother wanted you to have the best chances possible to develop who you are. And you should not hate her for that, but love her for that. There are so many women, so many mothers that speak so ill of their baby's daddy. And get this, the nigga is living in the house with they ass.
Yeah.
You understand that we have so many of our brothers and our sisters who are damaged because of women opening their mouths in front of their children based on shit that has happened to them and pushing this energy on their children. And you telling me you upset because your mother didn't do that to you.
Upset about what exactly? Upset about what exactly?
You're upset at the fact. Now, we can get down to the real nitty-gritty and what you want to understand about your father and that question that has been toggling inside of your mind that you have struggled with your whole life, and you want to see if some of them roots that you have inside of you, did you get it from your father?
Yes.
We can go
that,
there.
I do. I want to go there because I'm at a point in my life where I'm tired of going through the same thing. I'm tired of making other people hurt because of my indecisiveness. I'm tired of me feeling guilty, feeling bad, feeling sad. I want change. I want to really create, I want peace in my life. And I want the people that I say I love, I want them. You know what I'm saying? So
but
I
this doesn't have nothing to do with your father. If you got to upset, you're doing that much.
Yes. Yeah. This has got nothing to do with your father. Your mother picked a man that walked away from his family. And you just don't create a family that you don't want and don't walk away from their ass. That's how you fix it.
That's
how you fix it. Because right now you are doing exactly what your father did. You're doing all of this tap dancing about who you love, and inside your heart you know that's not what you want. So we can go there.
What do you mean by that? I want to go there. I do. Cause
you,
honestly,
you
want to
go there?
You know what? Maybe I'm in denial, but I'm asking for guidance. I'm asking for answers. I want to go there. I know maybe something will hurt me. That's cool. I believe that because I'm feeling hurt now. But I need this. I really need this.
This is what I want to ask you. What is hurting you so much? What is really hurting you? It can't be the father you never fucking had. So what is hurting
you? What's hurting me?
Let's see if you finally can come out of this hexagon, if you can come out of the air over the thunder. Let's see if you can really rise to the occasion here. Because right now, I'm going to put everything on the line for you. Because I know you're ready to go ahead and say what the hell it is. So go ahead, badass. Let's hear it.
What is making me unhappy, right? What's bothering me? I'm... I don't know what to say. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a few things, but I don't know if that's really what it is. Like I said earlier, like just going through the same thing over and over again in my life, being in a point where I don't feel stable within myself. You know, I'm doing the best I can. I feel I can. I know I can do better in a lot of areas in my discipline. I know I can.
You know what?
No.
You know what?
What?
You know what? Your discipline is not a problem because you can be very disciplined in what it is. And I'm going to tell you a place to begin to search inside of your heart, but you've been in this place before. I want you to take a look truly at you. You, not at nobody else. Take a look at you. Take a look at how you feel about you. Take a look at your sexuality and how comfortable
you feel being you. That's where you look. And then you love that. You love that without question. You love that whether your mama loves it or whether your damn daddy loves it or anybody else fucking loves it. That's what you do. And you stop doing what you accuse your mama of doing, and that is covering up and telling a lie. You don't have somebody come back to you and say, I knew he was lying. Yes, hello.
Okay.
Yeah, you,
you broke up just for a second. Just a quick second. I'm here, though. I got you. Thank
you. Oh, I know you got me. So that's what you do. You learn how to love you, and then you can stop like a little child pointing the finger at everybody else for this life that you created. Check yourself. Understand yourself. Understand your sexuality. Love all of you and not just the parts of you that you want to throw out, like this story your mother created for you growing up of this perfect man.
Yeah.
That's where you go. That's where you go. That's where you look.
And you know, you're right. I knew that already.
I know you knew it. So why are you playing with other people's lives like your father played with you?
But you know,
why?
I kept a journal. I kept a journal. And years ago, I didn't realize it. I just realized it the past 2 years, I've really seen it. But I was in denial about it. That I was trying to live up to this image that I felt my father was based on what my mother said. And I knew it wasn't me. But in the beginning when I did it, like, again, years ago, I wanted to be this good man. That's what I wanted to be.
But
naturally,
here's the thing. Let me stop you. You still are a good fucking man. How dare you deny yourself of your birthright? Just because your actions are your actions, that don't make you a bad person. See, if you would stop all of this judging that you have accused your mother of, then you could see shit for what it really is.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Thank you,
brother.
But
I appreciate it. Yes, my brother.
I appreciate you. Remix family, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything. Thank you.
All right. Oh, and by the way. Your father. Your father is still alive.
Of course he is. of course he is.
Yeah, he's still alive. But that ain't your problem. You got 99 problems, but your daddy ain't one of them. So let it go. That ain't your problem.
You know, I swear I heard you tell me that already in my mind.
You're a very intuitive brother. You need to start using it. So don't go around and screw up some sister's life like your daddy screwed up your mama's life. Don't do it. And then you will be the better man.
I have one more question. It's so important to me. What if I have someone in my life, which I do, and I've brought her into my life with one foot in, one foot out, but now
Get it right. You know how to make it right. That's all I'm going to say to you, because you know. Make the shit right before you end up having somebody tell your daddy's story on you. Make it right. Peace and love.
All right. Agree.
Why do y'all try me like that? Y'all just try us. I think sometimes y'all just want to call in. Oh, I love you.
That was good. Yes, indeed.
Love you, Remix family. Love you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. And, oh, by the way, I think this is who I think it is. I think this is Tori. Greetings, Tori.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. This isn't Tori. It's her boyfriend. We're just in the same house using the same
thing. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. This ain't Tori.
Yeah, we have an echo right there.
Yeah. Can
I
you?
Just, is it still echo?
Yes. Do you have headsets that you can put on?
Yeah. Give me one moment. See if I can correct it.
Okay.
Is that better?
You're ready to Tori had a little bass in her voice.
I was getting ready to say, wait a minute, Tori. We got a whole lot going on tonight.
No, still can't hear you. You have us on speaker?
No, he's calling from Skype and he's
computer.
On the computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See if you can is that better?
Yeah, is that better? Is it still an echo?
Yeah,
that's a little better. We'll go with that. That's better, yes.
Okay, yeah, this is Ryan from Kankakee. Birth date is October 15th, 1985.
October
15th? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what's going on?
Well, right now I got, as far as a career, I got a couple options presented to me. And I'm really not sure if I should be taking any of those or should just be following something, just something else completely. I'm just kind of torn as far as, exactly what career path I should be making. I have a lot of different interests, but I can honestly say I don't think I've ever really fully followed anything 100%. And now I've got to a point in my life where it's definitely just left me feeling confused.
Okay.
I have to wait for you, Brother Bilal. I'm sorry. That's okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry. Say your name one more time.
Ryan.
Okay. I just wanted to check something out, Ryan. I'm looking at what you're saying about the job thing, but you really right now is being, you're being put under the fire right now. Okay, so it's like a, it's like a real challenge area for you right now. Really, not so much even a decision for a job career, but even in relationship, even your communication in relationship, your communication period is being tested.
Yeah,
this
correct.
This is one of your main issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like you don't know how to communicate straight from your heart. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Tell us, why is this communication issue? What's going on with your communication? Why are you scared to say what's in your heart?
I'm sure it's a lot of guilt. I know it's a lot of guilt off from my part, and also just being afraid, maybe of hearing somebody's judgment of you. And I can probably say that in a lot of relationships. I know I brought it on myself, but I'm at a point now where I have to confront it, and it's something that's been hard for me to get over.
Okay. What you mean hard for you to get over?
Just hard for me to make that leap and actually and face myself, because I mean I realize now that all the problems I've pretty much brought on myself, or I have brought on myself, and
okay.
I'm just afraid of not being able to follow through once I try to do better.
I could see the follow through part, but the thing getting you really don't listen. It's like seeing is believing to you. You don't really believe in that real spiritual shit. You need to touch it. You know what I'm saying? You don't believe it until it happens. And tell me your relationship with pretty girls. You're a sucker for pretty women. Tell me about that.
Beauty. Yeah, it's the truth. Well, at least it was the truth. I'm like I started to get past. Karma gave me or whatever you want to call it, gave me three pretty girls, and I got to look at them and look at myself and
confront
I did in the past as well. You know?
Gotcha.
But I'm looking at the energy field. And mainly your work is connected with your hands. I mean, that's like your backup. You understand? Your hands are like you could touch anything and make it happen. And but most of, if you're talking about career wise, mm-hmm. a lot of your wealth is connected to your communication. It's really connected to your voice. It's connected, you know, to your you know, promoting and being out there with your voice, being up front, you know, and more of a social work aspect. You understand? What type of jobs are you faced with?
Where are you? Well, it's either truck driving or like right now I got a job for the postal. I got an interview coming up with the postal office. And aside from that, we homeschool our children. I'd probably say if there's anything that I'm really, you know, committed to is just making sure that I get my daughters off and my son off on the best foot that I can for them to be prepared for the world.
Okay.
Ooh, I got something to say, but I'm
gonna wait. Okay. I'm not feeling truck driving with your energy, even though you know your free will to do, you know, what you feel like,
yeah.
but truck driver.
Yeah.
Especially with your mood swings too. With your mood swings. Shit. You get a drove them people shit off somewhere else. Yeah. You know.
Talk about
yeah, they be waiting
road
on their produce. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you know, don't make no move too fast, and I want you really need to journal down, like, you know, a lot of things you want to do and accomplish, even if you write down, you know, what type of trip you want to take those pretty girls on, your daughters on,
mm-hmm.
some things you want to accomplish. Write those things down and sit with it for a little while, because it's going to show itself, but don't make no move too fast. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and pick the wrong damn position, because you're not going to like the truck driver.
Yeah,
no, you're not gonna like no truck driving.
I've been kind of feeling that too. It's more about being financially stable than anything. When I was really considering it, but it's a
energy,
part of me that wants to stay.
Your
still,
energy field is not lining up to truck driving. Your energy field is really lining up to articulating and speaking, but your main issue is you don't express yourself.
Yeah, correct.
And see, then you also have that. Then you also, you're a perfectionist. You're a real perfectionist. And the only thing with that, the level of perfection in this portal you came through,
mm-hmm.
you don't need to watch movies like Superfly and the Mac. You don't need to watch nothing like that, because you could easily think you a pimp or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know I'm not lying.
No, not at all.
Pretty Tony. Yeah, you think you're Pretty Tony, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty Ricky.
And that's
why
life gave you exactly. He said, you got to really balance that off. Yeah, you good with that shit. You got a mouthpiece, you know what I'm saying? But you got to really balance that off, because, just like you said, you going to be the only one sitting. And I can see why you want to drive trucks now, because you want to take some long trips away from your mindset. You get what I'm saying? That's the connection with the damn trucks.
Mm-hmm.
But see, you got to get a perfect handle. Because, you know, think about a handle. You know, like the walkie-talkie, they everybody got their own handle.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, my daddy used to do that.
You
got to
get a handle on this shit, bro. You got to get a handle on this shit. You see, you be talking about breakers, you got to get a handle on your shit, bro.
Okay.
What would your handle be? What was your nickname growing up?
I don't really have a nickname per se.
If you were to get a handle on the damn CB, what would be your handle, based on who you are?
I honestly can't say. I ain't.
Okay.
Only nickname I had was on the was back when I was on the block when I was younger, and they called me Genuine just because I offered the same.
Genuine. See what I'm saying?
Genuine.
There we go. That's good enough. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Genuine.
Confirmation. That's what I thought. Yeah, my pony. Ride my pony shit. Yeah, I got you. That's him. This your, I'm looking at your planets. This right? Yeah, I got it. That's what I got
for
you. Get a handle on it, brother.
Yeah, well, Here is a couple of things I want to say to you. Instantly, when I get in your energy, it reminds me of the colors in one of my favorite crystals, which is lapis lazuli, because you have a lot of blue and gold that's all around your head because you are so intense in thought.
Yeah.
You understand? So there was a movie, and I'm trying to think of what it's called, that just came out. It's called The Great Escape or The Escape or something about escape or something about the guy who escaped from different prisons. Well, Baby Blue went to go see that movie. My daughter went to go see that movie, and she was telling me about there was this man that was hired to go into all of these prisons, Alcatraz, all of these different prisons all over the country, all over the world. And they would, like, blindfold him and sort of take him in there, and he would have to figure out how to get out. And he didn't know where he was. And he would break the security code so then he could go back. The prison system actually was hiring him so that they could find out where there was a default. Well,
man,
that's kind of you. You work shit out in your mind like that. Like, you can get that detail that you can figure it out. You can maneuver your way and figure it out. That is one of those things that's very, very intense for you. Like Brother Blau was saying, because you have that energy of the communicator, the advisor, sort of that teacher kind of energy. And, oh boy, you know, good thing you're not a Christian because you would have your family in the pulpit every day because you want to stand there. in the pulpit. Go ahead. You say what now?
I know, I was going to say, I was raised as a Christian. I knew almost intuitively as a child that it was something else out there. Like, when I first found like a glove.
Especially when you found out that you couldn't really just get up in the pulpit and say whatever you wanted. You figured, this ain't for me. I need a platform where I could say what the hell I want to say. You see. that was a great deterrent for you. But really, really powerful and beautiful energy for you. And a lot of this energy of this blue and this gold is turning gold, which means that what is happening is that your spirit guides are telling me that they are constantly channeling energy your way. But what's happening is you're not listening to it, like Brother Bilal said. You're not listening.
Okay.
The thing that I will say that when it comes to the two jobs, the post office feels better. I'm not feeling the truck driver for you.
Okay.
I'm feeling the post office. And the reason I say the post office position, and there may be some other things that open up for you in the next 2 to 6 months, very strong that you end up changing to as well, is because that's where a strong point of frequency of communication comes through. Everything that comes through the post office is a form of communication. So you are still getting into sort of that realm that is you're very much connected to. I want to take you back to something, though. And, you know, this is interesting, and I got to love the brothers because I do love you guys. I do. I love you guys. I do. I love you so much. And Brother Bilal said, you're a sucker for pretty women. And
you
said, you said, I have three beautiful daughters, but you never once made mention to your daughter's mother as being beautiful.
No, I didn't, but she definitely is. I'd have been broken down without Tori at this point.
But here's what I want to say to you, Mr. Communicator. You better get on your job, because that slip should never happen.
It should never happen.
It should never happen, and let me tell you why. That sister has a lot of wisdom, and you need to start listening. Only thing that is, that's not confirmation to me that you don't love her, you don't think she's beautiful, because I clearly know that you feel that. But it shows you how you're not listening. You get it?
Yeah,
because
I get it.
Because it's reflected in your communication and how you're communicating these things back. That's a slip that should never happen. It shouldn't. And you definitely want to begin to incorporate that into that. As far as you raising your children, I think that is a beautiful and commendable thing. But we also need you to take care of your family.
Gotcha.
You understand? Your wife can homeschool your children and take care of them. We need you to get out there and do what you know you can do. But here's what happens a lot of time for brothers who carry this headspace energy like you, is that this perfectionist energy starts to bleed out into everything around you. And that's good to a fault. That's right. But then you want to get to the point where you want to control everything.
Okay.
And that takes you out of your elements. And well, so the reason... Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. I'll listen first.
No. I want to listen to you. Go ahead.
What do I do to break out of that? Like I agree with Brother Bilal said, but even at the same time, like, I really don't have the option to really, you know, sit around and wait on anything at this point. You know what I mean?
I'm not telling you to sit around and wait, but once again, you're talking to me, and you're referring back to a conversation with Brother Bilal. So you can see how that feminine energy don't get through to you up in your head. It gets through to you through other places in your body, but it don't go through your head.
Okay. I see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely see it. But, go ahead, Ms. Blue. I'll listen.
So this is what I'm telling you. It's what you're lacking is wisdom. You're only going to get that from the feminine expression, and even the feminine expression with inside of you.
Okay.
How do you do that? You do that by start to listen to your wife, to your daughter, and all of those thoughts that you've had about other women you've been with, and even your mother, you start to change that energy. Because one of your greatest fears is to marry your mother.
Yeah. Yeah, you hit that on the head, definitely.
Yeah. And because of that, you have shut down wisdom in your life. You got a whole lot of knowledge. And you even have a good level of understanding. But it's very difficult, and see, this is where your struggle comes in, because you're a brother that know you're doing the right things, and you're trying to figure out how come your actions are not lining up with the work you're putting in.
Man, yeah, exactly.
Because you're not using wisdom, and you only get wisdom from the feminine expression. And
Sophia,
the best place to be able to tap into that is with the feminine expression that's closest to you, so you can then begin to recognize it when the energy is within you, because you have wisdom too as a man. And if you shut down your feminine energy, then you have no creativity. You are a blockhead. You are a fine-ass blockhead walking around in the world.
I hear you, Ms. Blue.
Yes. So start listening to that wisdom that is around you. Stop judging your mother so you can open yourself up and hear what your spirit guides are telling me, that they are constantly channeling shit to you, but you can't pick it up because all of that is right brain and you're so left brain that you can't hear it.
I get it.
Let me give you a divine exercise. Sit down at night, you and your wife, on the bed, you and your girl, holding hands, you placing one hand on her heart and she placing one hand on your heart, and y'all hold each other's hands, close your eyes, and I want you to try to tap into her wisdom, and I want her to try to tap into your mental mind. Do it for 3 minutes and then share your thoughts with each other. And you will find that you will start to get better and better at what she's thinking, and she's going to get better and better at what you're thinking. So she can open up her masculine side and start to do more, and you can open up your feminine side and become more creative.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely will.
I'm laughing because I guarantee if you play this for your girl, she's gonna, all she's going to say is, I already told you this shit. I told you so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she definitely
I know she's going to tell you that.
That's what she said. And I wanted to if there's any more information on my spirit guides. I mean, I lost a few people that was close to me in the last couple of years. And I mean, one, I definitely know is lingering, but like I said, I ain't been receiving the message, and I just want to just know if there's anything else I can do to really just start tapping into to what they're trying to give. I mean, because I feel it. I feel my daddy every day just telling me that, mm-hmm. you know, that I'm a better man. Then, not a better man, but, you know, but he's proud of me.
Yeah.
You know, he's waiting on me to do the right shit, and I just ain't.
No. Your daddy ain't waiting on you to do the right shit, and neither are you. You're doing the right shit now. See, tomorrow mm-hmm. never comes. Do it now, today, right now.
Okay.
Now. So right now. Well, one of the things I'm going to tell you about someone who passed away, and pretty much this is true for everyone who's close to you that I see, and I do see your father there, and I have a message mm-hmm. for him in just a minute. Because he's coming through very strong. But one of them is that a lot of places that they're visiting you is through your dreams. This is where they speak to you, in your dreams. They're going to come in your dreams. You'll see them in your dreams. You may have had dreams about them as they passed, and they've been together with you in dreams. One of the things you can work with is lavender. If you can get you some fresh lavender or some lavender essential oil to work with, that's going to be great. Put it on a napkin, a handkerchief before you go to bed. Put it inside your pillowcase and listen to and just kind of sniff that before you go to sleep. That'll help to enhance that. Now, one of the things that your father is saying is that, you know, he's learning and getting a completely different understanding, a whole new understanding on life through you and through your consciousness. That has helped him because contrary to popular belief, you just don't die and become conscious. If you're not conscious, you're not going to just wake up and ta-da, now all of a sudden you know everything. It doesn't work that way. But he's learning a lot from your family. And particularly one of the things that he's saying is that your son, it reminds him so much of him when he was young.
It's like he came right back.
Yeah. He said your son is the spitting image of him, and he's always around him. He's around the girls, too, but your son is going to carry a big essence of him and his spirit and everything. He is definitely showing me a birthday cake, so I know somebody had a birthday or a birthday or some celebration or something is happening.
The twins turn two tomorrow.
Wait a minute. So your babies are the babies.
Yeah,
that
was us.
That Tori called in and asked me, was she having a girl? And I told her yes. Then she called back and said, what was she having? I told her a boy, and you guys had twins, a girl and a boy.
Yeah, those are our babies.
Oh,
yep.
Right.
Yeah, they'll be 2 years old right at midnight, actually, tonight.
Well, beautiful. I was just speaking about them yesterday. Not yesterday, Friday on a show. Actually,
mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I was laughing
beautiful.
While I was listening to that.
Because I think that sister and brother that called in, they're about to do the twin thing too, if not more than that. But your father is saying that he's learning so much from you and your family, and he has a whole new level of understanding about everything, and that is something. He said that sometimes you may hear like somebody's at a window, like somebody's passing or something on the window. That's him. That's him coming around the family and being close. And he said he loves it. He absolutely loves it. What is who plays the instrument?
Nobody.
Somebody in your family plays the instrument, or Maybe it's, I don't know, you listen to instrumental music?
Well, we are musical. I've been fighting the urge to do music since I was a child, and I was just telling my mother earlier that I was just going to start getting instruments for my children, because they clearly picked that up. And,
let me tell you, your father, that's what it is, and he's given divine confirmation, because he's showing me a flute, a violin, a guitar, and a drum. Mm-hmm. So these are the instruments. So you know, give this, you know, this confirmation also to your mother as well and any other family member, because he's holding up instruments, and he's letting you know that you need to go forward on this. Your father is, and he's very, very, very proud of you. He said that's one of the things that he didn't get a chance to tell you enough, and he felt as though you felt that you were a disappointment to him, but you were not. You were not.
No, I always felt for my father that he was proud of me. If anything, I may have felt that that after he passed, I may have been letting him down. But I told him on his deathbed, because that was shortly after I found my conscience, that I'm waiting on him on this side, and he can come to me anytime he wants to, and I'll be here.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, he says he definitely has a whole new understanding, and he is laughing and rubbing his hands. He said he got a whole new understanding. A whole new understanding. So know that every time that you continue to move forward and grow, that your father is moving forward. But he has those instruments there, so another confirmation for you as well. And even your son, he said he just adores him, and that he was with the babies, you know, as they were coming into the world, and he's always around the family and loving you guys. So much love to all of you.
Yes,
get you a lapis stone and start to work with that crystal, and don't forget to do those exercises. Open yourself up, stop closing yourself down to feminine energy, so you can tap into your wisdom.
I definitely will. Thank you, Ms. Booth and Brother Bilal. I appreciate it.
Yeah, brother.
Very much so.
Peace and love. Peace
that was great, man. Great job. That was beautiful.
That
really was, Tori. That was good. That was good.
Oh, wow. Man. We have 20 minutes left to go on the forum. It's been great. So many of you on the line. We're going to go to the next caller, and this is Esperanza.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me?
Yes, we
can. Yes, we
can. Esperanza. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. How is the weather there in Esperanza? Describe it to us. The scenery, what it looks like. It's beautiful in Amsterdam this time of the year.
Well, honestly, it's kind of terrible. It's raining all the time, and it's storming right now. Actually, it's not bad, but I don't like storm personally, so I'm not a fan of it.
The storms are the gods and the goddesses talking.
Oh, well, then I do like it.
Let me get your birthday while you're telling us.
Yes, my birthday is February 27th,
1985.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on?
There's a lot of things been going on, actually, this past year and the year before that. Musically, I'm doing well because I'm a singer. You know that, Ms. Blue?
Yes, yes.
Music.
We all know that.
Yes.
I'm really happy about that. I'm getting ready to release a single tomorrow, actually. Everything is going good when it comes to the music, but my personal life is just a complete mess. And a few callers back, someone talked about knowing all the things that they needed to do to get everything in order, but not being able to do it. And I have that. I can identify with that a lot, because I just, my willpower is really my problem, and I can't seem to fix that for myself.
Hang on one second. I want to check something out.
Yeah.
I want to see your moon second.
I was going to say, while Brother Bilal is checking that out,
yeah,
you know my favorite song that I've heard from you. I love all of your music. I love all of your music. I really do. I love everything that you do. I really do. But you know I have a favorite.
I do. I should have prepared this before I even called in. I should have known it.
No, I just wanna say that, you know.
I do. Do I really have to sing now?
No, I'm not gonna make you sing just yet.
Thank you.
Oh. Still got time. Oh.
Beautiful voice, amazing voice.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what I'm picking up here, and knowing that you sing, and you say your personal life is in shambles right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm sorry. I was going to ask you, when was your birthday again?
February 27th, 1985.
Right. Okay. Yeah, what I was going to say is you're in this cycle. This is perfect that you're releasing your album, your single,
mm-hmm.
because you're in your Shine Like a Diamond cycle. This is the cycle you're
mm-hmm.
in.
Okay.
And this is all about pushing all of those dreams out there, everything that you want, and it's really about putting it on the table, even when it comes to relationships. And I know Brother Bilal is going to speak to that and that energy of where you are there, but I just kind of wanted to give
mm-hmm.
you that this is really the cycle that you're in all the way up until the next maybe 5 to 6 months. This gateway is open. It never closes. I don't want you to think like if I don't do something now, it closes and that's it. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where you begin to lay the groundwork for how you want to propel yourself forward in every area of your life, every area, every single area of your life. But this is also the cycle that other caller was in where I was telling her to tell the truth. She's also in that shine bright like a diamond cycle as well, too. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
The thing I know about relationships for a fact is we never had relationship classes. You could go to any school on this earth, and there's not a relationship class. You have a class for everything else, but nobody ever taught you the dynamics of relationship. And every time I say relationship, you're only talking about your other half, your intimate relationship. But when you wake up in the morning, you have a relationship with the sun, you have a relationship with toothpaste and a toothbrush, you have a relationship with that damn toaster, we are in relationship to everything. So you only talking about the relationship on an intimate level, but there's a relationship with your music you need to be focused on right now. You don't even want to meet no one right now in the shape you're in.
Wow.
Okay, because the only thing you're going to attract to yourself is you.
Oh, my goodness.
we don't need both of y'all feeling sorry for you. You understand? You don't want to attract that. You mm-hmm. need to be focused on your music right now. You know when a person say, man, I just need to be focused. You ever felt like that? Say, man, I'm not focused.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the reality is you are focused.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have never not been focused. Just like I was talking to a brother, he said, man, I just need to get focused. I said, you're very focused. You focused on a strip club right now. You may not be focused where you want to be focused at, but you are focused somewhere. You never not have been focused.
Oh,
you understand?
Yes.
I need you to focus on that music, but I want you to go more into the writing side of music. You see, you're going through the fire because it's trying to get you to write some fucking hits. You mm-hmm. are a natural writer, composer. Write it. Your parents didn't bless you so well. Your mother and father aspect on this chart put you at a pioneer. You came here to do some shit
nobody ever did. Both of them was inside of Aries. That's like a super damn pioneer. Your thing is, you got to get the shit done.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why you were born in the first quarter. You understand? Don't get tired after the first quarter. Keep going. It's going to take off. You are so close to it.
Yes.
Be honest with you, you're so close. You are lining up to the cycle. If you could just go on the inside.
Yes.
So listen,
Can you say that one more time?
You need to go on the inside.
Okay.
Because look, it's a payment that your spirit wants from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's called attention. You have to pay attention. Okay? So let me ask you this question. What does invisible mean?
Something that isn't visible. You cannot
see. On the outside.
Hmm.
What invisible mean?
I'm afraid
to answer
now.
You're not able to see it.
Okay.
No, you're not able to see it on the outside. It's invisible.
Ah, okay.
It's only visible on the inside. You are so trying to show people what you see that you're losing sight of it.
Whew.
Keep working from the inside. Pour all of your heart, your pain. Put all of that shit in the damn music. I mean, every ounce of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not, that's
that
the only
again.
Way you're going to be able to, that's, every ounce that you have, put it all in that music, and it's got to turn over for you. See, that's the issue you have with relationship. You don't open your heart in no damn relationship because you feel you've been hurt too much.
Yeah.
But if you don't open your heart, you'll never get the best of yourself. So if you can't open your heart up in a relationship, I know you're not opening your heart all the way up to the damn music, because it's not no special button you press to say, all right, I'm opening my heart today, I'm going to close it at 3:15, and then I'm going to open back up at 8 o'clock. That shit don't work like that. Either you keep the shit all the way open, or you keep it all the way closed.
Yeah. Wow.
So still, look, step into the fire. Become vulnerable. Just open your heart so you can get the best of yourself. It's never been about nobody else. Everybody has been hurt. It's part of this journey. Remember, distraction is a part of the journey.
Yes.
Being out of alignment is a part of the alignment. So being hurt and pain is a part of the lesson. But show me what it sounds like. Even when Ms. Blue challenge you to sing this song, sing with all of your fucking heart like this the last song you're going to sing in your goddamn life. And if that shit don't sound like that, you doing a disservice to everybody. Because that's what people are attracted to. What do it sound like from your heart, from the center of your heart?
Yes.
From the deepness. Can you pull it off from all of your heart and soul? Your parents gave it to you to do it. You have to take charge of it.
I'm writing.
You want to start some shit? Finish it.
Yes, that's my problem.
No, it's not a problem. Remember, I'm connected to problem number 13. And the real problem is there are no damn problems.
That's right.
There ain't no problem. You have to do the shit.
And you need to welcome and embrace your problems. Love them. Mm-hmm. If you can't love your problem, then you need to find another problem, because that is where the magic is when you find the solution.
Right.
Wow.
The other
you coming up on your life lesson. One more thing. You coming up on your life lesson real close, and the only thing that's going to be constant if you stay in love. Because If you really want me to love you, you have to show me how you love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to only treat you how you treat you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you treat yourself like shit, I'm going to come and show you how it look and what it feel like.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Booth.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent, Brother Bilal. And, you know, here's what I have for you. One thing I want you to do tomorrow, and I know you have this, Esperanza. I know you do, because I'm looking through all of your little trinkets and cosmetics that you have kind of all over the place. But I see them. I see it. And I know you have this. I want you to find the brightest red lipstick you can find and put that on tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm.
You need to. That real kissable red, you know, lipstick. Revlon, back in the day, used to make a really good red lipstick that was just that matted but not too dry, not too shiny lipstick. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I have the perfect one.
Okay, I know you do. And sisters out there, you guys can you could take this tip too. The reason I want you to do that is because red, that red, you need to bring more red into your energy. Because that red, and particularly when it comes from your lips. And this is why even in the 60s when they used to make those movies, you would see those women with the blood red lipstick on, that matted red lipstick. You would see all the women, the ruby red. You would see that bright, fiery red. Because red is connected to courage. And the root word of courage is French, which I believe the word is C-O-E-R-E-U-R, something like that, courage, which actually means heart.
Yes.
You understand? But I want you to put that red lipstick on so you can have that courage, because here's what your spirit guides are asking you to do at this time, and this has been difficult for you in your life, and that is to adapt to your new situation. You refuse to change. You've got to learn how to adapt yourself to your new situation.
Okay.
And that means everything. You understand? You have to adapt to that new situation. You know, you can't move into a new place and still keep going back to where you used to live, ringing the damn doorbell and putting the key in the door, trying to figure out why you can't get in. You don't live there anymore.
Without trespassing.
That's right.
Right. Right.
And so this is even about your thoughts. It's even because you've done some things and changed up sort of your style of how you present yourself. But I'm like you, Brother Bilal. I just really, you know, I used to have a production company back in the day, and I've told that story on the remix. But sometimes I just want to jump out there and be like, Esperanza, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Right.
The beautiful thing about you is you do not have to fake or pretend to be anybody but you, because that's where the greatness is. That is it. That is absolutely it. And I think it's beautiful that you can take other people's music and put it together, but you know what I love. I love when you take some shit and own it.
Original.
And own it as your original for you that comes from you. Nothing is more beautiful than that. Nothing is more powering than that.
All right.
You know this damn near like a time capsule? We in time capsules? You're not going to miss, if you keep working, you're not going to miss your time. It's going to be released in a certain time.
Yes.
It's a time capsule.
Yes. And, you know, interesting, we got 3 minutes before we go to the after hours, so 646-652-2711 for all of you guys.
Oh, she
has
to sing before it's over.
Yeah, she's going to sing before this is over. So you guys need to call in, press 1, get on the line, do something. For the rest of you, you're going to have to download so you can hear the rest of the show. And
Peace and love to you guys out there.
Do me a favor, Ms. Blue, because when you brought that red lipstick up in the whole red, you know, because I'm looking at it's coming to Mars, because if you constantly worry about the timing, it's connected to your father issues. And that's that root chakra. Yeah, yeah. And what's happening, you're using this to block yourself out. You're using it to block your timing. And if you could, Ms. Blue, because she have a root problem, a root chakra, if you could connect another root chakra, it looks like she's meant to see gravity without seeing it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Connect her back before she sings, please.
Yes, I will connect you back before you sing. I want to leave you with this. I pulled a card for you, and on the day, this is a day designated in ancient Kemet, the day of the rise of Asar, the rise of Osiris, and that's the card that came up for you in the Kim deck. You've been
like
pulling it. Why you feel like crying? Tell us. Tell us. We know, but tell us.
Because Booba, you know Booba? I don't know if you know him. He's a faithful listener as well. He's my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
he's been telling me, even before the show yesterday, he was talking about my single and this alter ego that I have created. He was talking about it. He said that was Offset. He kept saying that. And he kept telling me, just read about Osiris and read about that. So when the show aired yesterday, I was like, this is insane. Oh, not yesterday, but before yesterday.
Friday, yes.
Yeah, I did the fairy tale. I wrote my little story. And then now that you're pulling this card for me.
Yes, it's the completion.
It's crazy. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, hold on. Let me close everybody out really quick. Thank you for that. Peace and love to you guys who won't be joining us in the afterwards. We're going to keep going here. And definitely, if you guys want to jump on board, you know how to do it. You got about 56 seconds. You better do it. 646-652-2711. But you know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love the show, I want you to love it. Love it on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. We'll see you guys in the readings. I know Brother Bilal have readings this week, and I do too. You can reach out to Brother Bilal by connecting with him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. All of that can be found in the show notes. You know how to reach out to me. QuestionsForBlue@gmail.com. Peace and love to you guys out there. Love somebody. Much love, warm spirit. And, we're about to go into the after hours.
Yes.
We're about to go into the after hours. You guys have a great share here on such a powerful day with so much beautiful energy all around us with the Remix family
and before,
here.
Before you connect to Ms. Blue, I'm looking at another thing, Esperanza.
Yes.
Do not be scared of the camera, because you have a strong relationship with either getting in movies or some type of camera work.
She ain't scared of the camera.
So her magnetic field is very charged for that. So, you know what I'm saying? You might want to, you know, focus in that area also, because you chose to do a lot of that work.
Okay.
You know, even if that's in movies, playing roles, singing, but you want to start investigating that area too. So as you root to Ms. Blue, root it to all of it. You understand? She born for it.
Yes. She is, and her man is a magic behind the camera. So that is definitely perfect, a perfect combination. Yes.
Okay, excellent.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to ground you. But what I'm going to do and really kind of get you from out of being close to the ashes there and pull you up to the surface there with the root chakra. But what I want you to do is I want you to sing while I do it.
Okay.
All right. What you going to sing for us? What you going to sing for us? I wish you would sing my song that I love, but that's okay. You can sing whatever you want.
I'm going to sing. I'm going to try and sing your song, but I haven't done it in a very long time. So
Esperanza.
Forgive
me.
No, you can't.
If you going to try, don't do it. I want you to do
it. You don't need to sing tonight.
Don't sing it tonight.
Do I can go back and listen to it. Do another one.
Okay, well, the first song I'm thinking of is this one.
You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you, rain or shine.
That's the song.
All right.
Nice.
That's beautiful. That was really nice.
Thank you.
I still want you, because you're still holding back.
I cannot fool you, Miss Blue.
You're still holding back. I can feel it in your energy. You're holding back.
I am. The thing is, I don't want to wake the people in this house because it's 7 a.m.
Oh. Say that, because you are holding back. And this is what I want you to take with you, though. Know that power does not come from the loudness. It comes from the intensity.
Man, oh man. Is that something that I needed to hear?
You understand? It's not about how loud you sing. It's that intensity of that essence of you putting all of you into those lyrics. So I want you to very gently sing that song again, but I want you to put the intensity and the essence of you into each note very softly.
Okay.
And you listen to what you said. You don't want to wake the people up. Please wake the people up. That's what your voice is designed to do, wake them up. You get it?
Yes.
But it's not
please, from
loudness,
your heart and soul.
But
right.
It's from your intensity of the essence of you. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine.
Yeah.
Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine?
Do I keep going?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Can you hear the difference? Can you hear the difference?
Ooh, yes, indeed.
I can feel the difference. Thank you.
Yes, yes, and your root chakra is all situated. It's all good for you. It's all good. And I want you to do this exercise. I know you've done it, but I want you to do it and practice on projecting your essence, your intensity. There is a place for volume and singing, but I want you to connect your essence to it. So that requires you to get in front of the mirror and sing to you. You don't do enough of that.
Okay.
look yourself in the face and sing. See if you can make yourself laugh, if you can make Esperanza cry, if you can make Esperanza get the chills. See what you can do for Esperanza. And then okay. You will know, without a shadow of a doubt, what you're doing for all of us, and you will never question it again.
Okay, that is clear.
And next time, you better be ready to sing my song.
Yes, I will be ready next time. I promise you that.
Such an amazing sister. She was a part of one of the original groups of the Kim Business Class. We love you, Esperanza. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in.
And I love you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for doing this. Really, it's amazing.
Well, beautiful. I can't wait to see. I know you're going to post it everywhere about your single and everything. So definitely post it on the Remix and the Remix page and everywhere.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace and
love. Thank
you. Peace
and love.
All right.
Hold the line. Oh, that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 215. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, this is Jennifer. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
All right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay, all the Philly people in the house tonight.
When is your birthday, Jennifer?
October 25th,
1986. Another October.
25th?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on?
A couple things. Trying to do something new with my life, kind of in the range of business oriented, but I'm not really a business person off the start, so I'm just trying to learn how to do that.
Wait a minute. You said you're trying to do something new, like business, but you're not a business person?
No. I have to, like, to force myself to, I don't know, it's been a while, like, for me to even consider it. It took, like, a couple of years. My boyfriend is trying to get me into it. So now that I'm actually finally doing it, I still get, like, nervous, but, like, I have to continually push myself forward. That's, like, not my personality normally. So it's, like, a challenge. And then I just worry. I have, like, a lot of worries, Miss Blue.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes that worry energy, it's not a good thing, but sometimes it can really help us get to some root causes of things very quickly. So let me ask you, do you not want to do business, or you do want to do it, but you're just scared?
I guess a little bit of both. Like, I would like to do it because it's a new experience, and I'm kind of curious to see where it would go. But I guess I'm saying that now because I haven't really had much luck with, like, just working, like, for other people. So I think if I was good with, like, people in general, like, in a work scenario, maybe I wouldn't even consider business at all. So.
But you don't feel you're good with people?
I think if I trust the person, then I'm okay with people. But I have, like, trust issues with people.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once I trust someone, like, I open up. And, like, I've been told this, you know, that I'm not really that shy that I think I am. Like, you know, as long as, like, I feel like I can trust someone, I can, like, you know, talk to them.
Okay.
I don't know. It was like hard for me to even call the show. I was kind of nervous.
Are you? No. Don't be nervous.
I like what I see. You have a real strong hand. A lot of common sense here. You have a lot of common sense.
and I could see why you really want to stay in the background. But you are born to communicate, and all of your wealth is in your hands. Is in your hands. So this would most definitely be writing and communicating easily. And I could see the pull on mathematics and teaching. Who was the teacher? Your mother was a teacher or something? Who was a teacher?
I don't think anyone. But my grandfather, he's like a real big influence on me. So I would like to say he taught me a lot of things about the common sense, because I grew up listening to his old story. So I don't know. I feel like I get a lot
that's
of that
beautiful.
I just think that's all him.
Right. But all... most of your energy is, like I say, is connected to your writing, but through communicate, you would be the person I could see behind the scene writing for like CNN and shit like that. That's the type of, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of thing I see, because
I think that's where I would want to be comfortable in the background, but I feel like I get pushed in the forefront.
Right. Just because
I'm not sure
you don't
I feel that comfortable with that, but I just go along with it.
And, you know, just like I said earlier, you know, all of this is like it's in a time capsule. You know, just like if you take a pill, it releases at a certain time. And it's like you're not going to even, you know, once you do your work, it's not up for you where you're going to wind up at, even though it's, like you say, free will. But the more you try to run from the camera, it's going to come straight to you. It always go like that.
That's interesting.
There's always the people that don't want it. You know what I'm saying? It comes straight to you.
Mm-hmm.
It comes straight to you. Okay? My biggest issue with you may just be in relationship, and you hold a little too many secrets. You hold a little too much. Yeah. This would be your issue, and they're saying you look a little sneaky, and, you know, you always look like you're up to some shit. You know what I'm saying? So this would, you know, this would ruin relationships, you know what I'm saying? So
I always wonder how people like perceive me. Like,
yeah,
to give you,
you
some information, like, it's nothing bad. It's like I'm a Scorpio, so I hold sneakers by nature, but it's nothing bad. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something I think, like, my secrets are my secrets. Like, they're my personal, you know, truths. Like, I'm
not. And that's what I want you to get out of. Also, you came through the portal of Scorpio, but you have more Libra and Sagittarius energy than you have Scorpio. You see, because you're not dictated by any of this, because you have planets in a lot of different houses, and you have planets in almost six different houses.
I'm trying to learn more about that.
So the mother and father wasn't a teacher, so they had to be somewhere in mathematics, somebody, an accountant.
The only one that I could think of is an accountant or good with money, I guess,
some type
my
of
aunt, one of my aunts.
Okay.
Yeah, like they
what,
she was.
What your mother and father did? What your first personal mother and father did?
Actually, they both in the military. They both were in the military.
Okay. What type of work they did, though? Because that's what I want to know.
Really, just the military. My mom was in the Army, and my dad, apparently, is what they told me, he's in the Marines.
What did they do in the military? What did
the
they
military.
Work?
Oh, okay.
Their job.
Yeah, I only know what my mom, they said she did. She was like a police officer of sorts, like a commander or whatever. I don't know what my dad did, honestly. I just know he was in the Marines.
That's okay. But what I'm picking up is your money is, you know, not so to say money, but everything with your prosperity is connected to your hands.
Okay.
Most definitely.
And you see that as like writing?
Hell yeah, especially writing any type of book, especially in the, even with medical, you know what I'm saying? But it's connected to, you know, you're writing for children, or just your writing is some detail, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like more, you know what? Even if you was to write like novels, it would be mystery stories. You know what I'm saying? Like uncovering shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you
like to
break codes and shit. Yeah, you love mystery. You know what I'm saying?
I like Sherlock Holmes and all that stuff.
Right. But you have a connection to that channel. You see, I want you to think of everybody like a radio station. It's like you looking to go to a certain channel. and you're very intuitive. You're super intuitive.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but you need to trust that shit. You need to trust it.
I need to trust it.
You need to trust it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you need to trust it. See, what you say, you just, you look at what you say. I have trust issues. A person with trust issues don't say that. You know what I'm saying? How do you say that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, just some things you need to work out, just some things you need to bring into balance. But that's what I see, is mainly with your hands. So, you know, even if, like I always suggest, if you do crossword puzzles or do something with your hands, you like to clean up, so you need to just clean the house up and figure shit out, you know? All right.
Figure some stuff out. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I do like to clean and organize, but sparingly. I don't like to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but when you do it, that's when you get a chance to figure things up, put some good music on, and I promise you this would be a good way for you to tap into the super intuition you have. But it's most definitely connected to writing. You may even want to, you know, see if you could, you know, do some writing for people. You know what I'm saying? Even like the newscast or something like that, you want to get into that. Because your magnetic field is connected to it. It would happen so fast, it would amaze you. Because whatever you're connected to is going to open that much more faster.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said medical, right? Like the health field. Like I could do writing for that.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah, most definitely writing. And I don't know, for some reason, they keep picking up medical because your hands, you know what I'm saying, you like to, you know, that forensic type, so you'll watch one of them CSI stories all day, like the CSI marathon, you'll be up all night watching that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
you're
attracted to, yeah, I know you do because it's connected to your magnetic field. So, you know, in ultimate, you have the free will, but it's looking, you really need to narrow some things down, but you still, you know, your life lesson is you're going on right now. So the intimate relationship is really, you know, if you don't put too much focus on that, make sure you put enough focus on yourself. Because a person could only fall in love with what you love about your own self.
Hmm. Okay.
And whatever you don't love about you, I guarantee you'll attract somebody that's going to point all that shit out.
Hmm.
And that's why you'd be so upset, be like, damn. How you knew that? You don't be upset because you know, how they figure this shit out. Because your magnet is going to attract to you exactly who you are. So if you with somebody that's not shit, hey, you know the rest.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got to work on. I work on myself, and I get a lot of the writing thing. Okay.
Yeah.
You hold secrets, but you keeping, you know, you not even letting your own self know the damn secret. You the one with the secret, you know what I'm saying? You hold a secret too well, you know what I'm saying? At least let your own self know what the secret is.
That's too beautiful. That is too beautiful. One of the things that I want to tell you is that as we started talking, I've seen this huge iceberg. And I don't know if you've ever seen an iceberg or like in Alaska or ever seen what an iceberg look like. Have you ever seen an iceberg? Well,
an
iceberg.
Not close and personal, but in the movies, of course.
Yeah. An iceberg is really one of those things that's kind of tricky because even though they look very huge up top, that really sometimes is the smallest part of the iceberg. It's not until you actually go underneath and you go inside the water that you see how massive and big and huge the iceberg really is. This is what happens to a lot of ships a lot of times. They're floating along the water. They think they are miles away from an iceberg, but they don't realize that the size that the iceberg is on top is almost quadruple that underneath. And they hit the ice. That's, in essence, what has happened to some of the greatest ships in history that have gone down, is that they ran into an iceberg, but they wasn't close to it. See, that's the illusion. They thought they were way far away from the iceberg, but they really was very close to it because it was much larger underneath. Why do I say that?
because a big part of your energy is like that. So a lot of times people think they're close to you. They think they're really close to you. But what they see is not at all who you are. It's the bulk of who you are. And especially when they get into your emotions and when it gets into what you're feeling, for real. You know, one of the things that you said, it kind of reminded me of myself, you know, because I remember that for me, I always wanted to be one of those people who worked behind the scenes. I never wanted to be up front. And every single job from the time I've been 16, because I've been working since I've been 16 years old, they would always find a position and put me in a position where I either had to speak for the group, represent the group, or come out front and do something. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it at all. And the more I resist, it seemed like the more it happened.
Yeah. Miss Blue, I don't understand that. It's like I don't like that. Like, if I want something, well, I get the opposite. Like,
well, it's not that you're getting the opposite. I want you to think about what Brother Bilal was telling you. That this is a part of your divine blueprint. It's a part of the work you came back to do. What you're really saying is, hold up, universe. I don't think y'all prepared me enough for this yet. That's what you're really saying. It's trust and believe. It's not that you don't want it. Oh, you want it so bad, but on a whole nother level. You understand? It's almost like trying to negotiate things. I want to do it, but I want to do it from behind the scenes.
Right.
You understand? Eventually, you're going to have to be like the icebergs are. You're going to have to let everybody know how massive, how great, how big you are. And you're going to have to come out front with that. You understand? Because you'll find that coming out front is not at all going to be about you at all. See, the fear of you coming out front is because you think coming out front is about you.
Yeah, it's like exposed.
It's exposure because, you know, you like to keep a lot of secrets. I understand that. My world is a secret world. I do readings for people. I don't disclose their information. So I understand that. For you, though, it's for a completely different reason. And this is because growing up in your life, that word hope, you hate that word hope.
I do.
Your spirit guides.
How do you know?
Because your spirit guides are telling me you hate that word. Don't tell me you hope you're going to do something. You don't like that. Because so many promises have been broken to you. So many hopes have been lost. That you never want to be in the position where you do that to someone else with their hope of you.
Right, I don't want to let people down.
That's right. You don't want to let them down. And so what I'm saying to you and what Brother Bilal is speaking to you too is this is even how you got yourself all caught up with your boyfriend because you like to, you know, yeah, baby, whatever you say, daddy. Yes, we can do it. You know, you want to be the cheerleader, and I get that. We're supposed to be that for our man. That's a beautiful thing. I commend you for that, you know, especially being the young sister. If you say so, daddy, we going to make it happen. But all inside, you're like, oh, hell no, I don't want to do this.
You hope you don't have to do it. Yeah, see, the hope right there.
Do this. You understand? So this is really about you. Learning how to trust yourself. You see, when you came on and when you said, like Brother Bilal said, you know, I have trust issues because you don't trust yourself. You don't know what you may do if somebody puts you in a position because you're going to do anything to save face. You're coming to a point in your life where compromise is no longer an option. That's no longer an option.
So it's like either do or die, right, Miss Blue?
That's right.
Compromise is no longer an option. What you can do right now is set some very good intentions. Do your preparation work. Get into your sacred rituals for yourself. And allow your energy to flow and be able to trust that. To trust where it's going. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a hard time communicating with people at all.
I don't. I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, because I have bad experiences with people. I need to try to let that go.
Right. But you have bad experiences with people because you have bad experiences with yourself. And once you start making your experiences like the iceberg, understanding that what is on the surface underneath is so much greater and so much bigger, then you won't have this many problems with people. Because you know that there is so much more to you, then you got to know that whoever you're looking at and whoever you're dealing with, it's so much more to them than meets the eye. Just like your boyfriend. You keep secrets, he keeps secrets.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, no, that makes your hair stand up to think that his ass could be keeping the secret.
Yeah, because I thought I knew everything. What? This was
Yeah. But you keep in secret. So know that that is your reflection there. That's your reflection.
That's deep.
And
you know what, too, Miss Blue?
Mm-hmm.
She don't really have trust issues. You have control issues. That's your problem. It ain't trust.
It's control.
Yeah.
Control.
Yeah. You even got trust under control. You got everything under control. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, and you know what? Look at control as a category. You know how they say the children are out of control? They're born out of control. Like two people trying to control each other, what you think they're going to give birth to? A little motherfucker that's out of control.
Yes.
Say that.
But what I'm saying is you have control issues.
Right. No, I was just thinking like the future, my potential seed could just be like a hellion and just out of control.
That's right. You even know at one time your ass was out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why you decided that when you came back, to Earth, that you would marry a mama that was a police officer to keep your ass in control. That's the reason you didn't do a whole lot of shit, because you were scared of your mama, for real.
And that's why when you watch the TV, you keep clicking that damn channel over and over, because you like to really have control. Click, 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 fucking station to station. Click, 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 go through the whole station, come back to it, you start all over again. That's control issues, because you got the remote control. Your control issues.
That's it. And the best way for you to challenge yourself, to open yourself up, I want you to think of something that you don't know shit about and go take a class in it. You need to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you can understand what it feels like to, one, not be in control, and two, to be free and open to learn.
It's a pay class I don't know anything about.
That you don't have a clue what's going on. You don't know nothing.
Yeah, let me throw this out there, Ms. Blue. Watch this. Just going back to the show when you talked about conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
She's very intuitive. Intuitive. Your common sense is off the meter, and you just don't like people that don't get it. You don't have no patience with people that don't get it. Like they dumb asses. You have human issues. You like you don't want to fuck with people, like for real, because they just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
It would be hard to, I guess, under the perception, like you're taking orders from someone or just that you feel don't get it. But you got to humble yourself.
Yeah, and you know, You have to, because here's the other thing, and I'll say this about myself as well. You have a lot of gold light around you, and here's some things that I know. Gold light, people like Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. and even now Beyonce, you can think about the president, Barack Obama, all have gold light around them, myself included. Brother Bilal, too, I'm going to put him in there. And people with gold light, we are the innovators of the world. We are those innovators of the world. We are the entrepreneurs of the world. But we also have abandonment issues.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So you got to find that balance in there. And one of the things when it comes to abandonment, what happens is that stressor that pulls on that energy is control. That's how you know you're struggling with it. You're struggling with those issues because you're trying to control more. But one of the things I can speak for myself, and I know Brother Blau, he spoke about it as well too, is that you gotta know that everything is working in your favor. And you need to let go of that control because you really aren't controlling anything. Not like that.
So
you're not.
So like, my will's not my own. I also have a problem with that. Like, I don't make my own, like, destiny, or it seems like it's kind
of
like a theme.
No, of course you make your own destiny. Of course you do. But in knowing that you make your own destiny, I know that I make my own destiny, so I don't have to try to control you. Because you don't make my destiny. See, the fact of me trying to fight for control shows that I have no control. Because if you have control, you're not fighting for it. You understand?
Okay. I need to recognize it.
That's right. Anytime you feel that you are fighting for some sort of control and freedom in your life, who needs freedom? If a free person does not need freedom, they don't. No free person in the world goes around saying, I just want to be free. Because then you're telling me that your ass ain't free.
Right.
I just gotta know that I have the power. Just know that I'm free.
Cool. Already.
Yes, you need to know that. You need to know it's already within you. Anytime that you have to affirm that to yourself, know somewhere you're not free. Because you wouldn't even think about it. Do you think about how many times you need to breathe a day? How many times you need to blink your eye a day? No, because you already know that that is going to occur. When you start worrying about your breathing, I guarantee you something has gone wrong. When you start saying, you know, I just want to be free. I don't want nobody telling me what to do. I don't want to feel like a slave. I don't want to feel like nobody's controlling me. Know that it's already happening. Because if it wasn't, it wouldn't even come to your consciousness. Why would it? It would be a given. I don't need to remind myself I'm the creator of my world. Hell, I'm creating it. Why would I need a reminder? I'm living it. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I got to work on it, Ms. Blue. I appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We don't want you to work on it. We want you to know it and own
it.
Do it. Don't work. You done did enough working on it.
Do it.
Do me a favor and look up that word remote also. Because it speaks to exactly, yeah, remote. You know what control is, because you came on the line saying you want to be in the background, because you know remote means far away, distant, far away, so people
it
can't
sure
see
does.
You the one controlling the shit.
That's
you the remote
right.
control. You pressing all the buttons in the background like a puppet master, like you the puppet master.
Mm-hmm. She laughing.
You manipulating
she knows
and all
true.
Kind of shit going on. Oh, yeah.
Because that's what But you in like the remote though, that's when you're safe because nobody know, you know, nobody knows who.
Yeah, but
no.
What are you trying to be safer?
No.
Why are you trying to be safer?
Right.
If you're not doing nothing. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You want to be safe. Why do you want to be safe? That shows you're not safe. Because if you were safe, you wouldn't want to be safe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me give you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, you said you saw some spirit guides, Miss Blue. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, can you, like, elaborate a little bit more on that? Like, if you see anyone around me or?
Well, you definitely know your grandfather is around you. I do see two spirit guides around you, and they're here to help you with this balance in your life, for you to bring about more balance in your life.
Okay.
To allow yourself to, you know, to be who you are for real and live that freely. And, you know, that's one of the things that you don't want to do. You have a lot of common sense when it comes to other people's lives. Now use it in yours.
Okay.
Use it in your life. Use it because you do. Highly intuitive. Use that. Use that energy in your life to center yourself and ground yourself and to be able to do that, you know. Don't use it as an elitist mentality to think that somehow you're better than the next person, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
You're
right.
Welcome.
Love
you
we
too.
Had fun. Love you too.
It was fun. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Beautiful energy. Beautiful energy. Yes. Wow. It has been a great, great share here tonight, and I see so many of you guys still on the phone line. Some of y'all are still pressing one. I'm just going to invite you guys to reach out to us, myself and Brother Bilal. You can reach him. He does the soul alignment readings, BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And, or you can reach out to me at questionforblue@gmail.com. It's been a wonderful night, Brother Bilal. I thank you so much coming on and doing, coming on and do what you do best. I always enjoy these shows.
Same, and you.
Share it together. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, you guys,
that's
we're going to get ready
to
get out of here. You're quite welcome. We're going to get ready to get out of here. And, we're going to get ready to get out of here. And, I want to invite you guys to definitely download. And if you guys like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Why are all of y'all pressing one? It's like so crazy. I'm watching you guys press one on the phone line. We are going to get ready to get out of here. And, we're going to get ready to get out of here. And we'll, you know, definitely see you guys in the readings. This we will see you guys in Self-Invested. And for the rest of you, we will... see you back in the remix. I know you guys will be here. And so peace and love to everyone out there. Much love, warm spirit. And see you guys again. Peace and love.
I was wondering, you know, if we should keep on because the force has got a lot of power and it makes me feel like